Geraldine, thank you so much for joining us. He wasn't Ian Duncan Smith, but I'd say he was a very fine replacement. He's from the Centre for Social Justice. Thank you very much. If you see an IDS, tell him he's going to get a bit of a talking to later from JHB. I've been Julia Hartley-Brewer. This is Talk Radio. Delighted to say it's almost 1 o'clock. And Mr. John Holmes is here to tell us what's happening on his show.
Yes, that's right.
OK, well, there you are. And he's just done that. Not what's happening on your show, love?
Well, a bit of Wayne Rooney, of course.
He's not classy, is he?
Not really, no.
It's I've not got gone... a very big issue.
Very big issue.
Very big issue with men who sleep with women who aren't their wives. And an even bigger issue with men who drive drunk on the road.
And he was not just a bit drunk as well, it turns out.
He's very, 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 very quite drunk. I have to say, you know, I mean, it's one thing when you do something that could, you know, just you're just messing up your own life. But if you're actually putting other people at risk.
Well, exactly. So there's a bit of that. There's a bit of Boris Johnson, of course. Now he appears to have had time to write a 4,000-word essay, which is fresh this week as well. So that's impressive.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. He had the time to do that.
Does he not have a full-time job? I know. So a bit of Boris Johnson as well. So.
Excellent. All that coming up on John Holmes' show from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017. And registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
So I get free Love to Shop vouchers in this 500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love to Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade 500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at 500,000giveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Tani's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, cyclist jailed after crashing into and killing a mother of two. Plus, Rooney apologises after pleading guilty to drink driving. And Ryanair told to compensate customers.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A cyclist who knocked down and killed a mother of two while riding an illegal bike in East London has been sentenced to 18 months. Charlie Alliston, then 18, crashed into 44-year-old Kim Briggs as she crossed a road. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey. Well, we'll hear from Alex when we can. In other news, Wayne Rooney's apologised for what he's called an unforgivable lack of judgment after pleading guilty to drink driving. England's record goal scorer was nearly three times the legal limit when he was breathalysed in Cheshire after a night out earlier this month. He's been banned from driving and ordered to do 100 hours of unpaid work. Theresa May says her cabinet is united around the government's Brexit policy. It follows calls for Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson to resign after being accused of being a backseat driver of the UK's plans in a newspaper article. And Ireland's aviation regulator says Ryanair must offer alternative journeys or a full refund to anyone whose flights are cancelled. The airlines announced plans to scrap up to 50 services a day until the end of October after admitting it messed up on staff leave.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and showers for England and Wales. It's drier elsewhere across the UK and today's high 16 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit of a cold, a sore throat today.
Yeah, you're not looking well. I've got to say, a bit pale.
I'm pale. I just caught a cold. I got up with my child. Oh, they're back at school.
Yeah,
so what do?
Yeah.
They come home with all of the germs.
Yeah.
So that's what's happened here.
I hope you're not going to give it to me, John.
So I've got my voice a bit croaky. Can you hear that?
You're a bit sniffy and a bit bunged up.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'm not one to complain.
No.
As you know.
No.
So, you know, it's also very hot in here.
It is very hot in here.
Julia Hartley Brewer put the heating on full.
It's very, very
hot. And it's boiling.
How about make you a nice cup of tea?
I've got a cup of tea, thank you though, that's very kind. A nice cup of Lemsip or something.
That's what you need.
Anyway, we've got, where's Victoria? Not that I don't want you to be here, but...
Oh, well, no, I think apparently she's having a nice spa day, I think that's what I heard, yeah. Mm. Sounds lovely.
Good. All right then, well, do you know who's got the sport today?
It's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott. Let's find out his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. I'm Pete Abbott. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says the referee could have prevented David Luiz's red card against Arsenal by protecting him earlier in play. The defender was dismissed late on in yesterday's goalless Premier League draw. It's the third successive time that Chelsea have finished with 10 players when playing their London rivals. West Brom have given England international Jake Livermore an extended break because of mental fatigue. He was left out of Albion's squad for their Premier League draw with West Ham on Saturday. In golf, defending Tour Championship winner Rory McIlroy won't be at this weekend's season-ending tournament in Georgia. He had a faint chance of qualifying but didn't finish high enough at the final event at Lake Forest. British tennis number two Heather Watson has lost in the first round of the Seoul Open. She was beaten 3-6, 6-love, 1-6 by Sarah Cerebes-Tormo. And Lewis Hamilton admitted he was left in shock after defying the odds to win a chaotic Singapore Grand Prix. Hamilton was the beneficiary of an opening corner crash which took out his championship rival Sebastian Vettel, along with Kimi Raikkonen and Max Verstappen. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed there, Patabat. 1:05 then, and we're going to bring you some sort of Monday programme.
Talk Radio.
To some, this could sound like popcorn in the microwave. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like a SkyStore movie and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability. Conditions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down, and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. I am taking an idea and trying to turn it into some archaeology.
People are fragile when they're real.
Central parts of the UK.
Who the designated first aider is. Punched a toilet attendant.
Yes.
So talk us through exactly bunny boiler territory. It's a light, as you said, in the shape of a hot air balloon, is on its way to Britain and should hit tonight in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003. Come on, Aileen.
Guys, you looking forward to seeing Dizzy Rascal?
Back in the day.
Hi, I'm the archaeologist. That links to a story in the news, but how? And you go under the water, don't you, in a glass tunnel, and the sharks and the fish, like that, but with dinosaurs.
That's the mystery.
And
you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, I for one hope they don't let Wayne Rooney do his community service in an old people's home. Hello, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. And as Boris Johnson gets rebuked by Amber Rudd for weighing in on Brexit over the weekend, accusing him of backseat driving, presumably referring there to the bus with the £350 million for the NHS scrawled down the side in a liar's font. That bus, you know, the one that the tousle-headed Brexit clown invoked the spirit of for his Telegraph article at the weekend. Boris's Brexit bus, of course, was destroyed, like in the film Speed, when the savings that Brexit would deliver to the NHS dropped well below what was written on the site, which caused Brexit to explode. It's a bit like Boris and Gove and Farage shoved Brexit in a bucket, popped it in a Lidl bag, although Lidl are a German company, so that seems unlikely. And then left the whole thing on what they considered to be the European gravy train. Except, of course, Brexit didn't go off properly, or indeed how they intended it to, because no one had sort of planned it very well. Anyway, hello then. Welcome to Talk Radio in the afternoons. As I said, yes, I'm John Holmes. I've already said that anyway. Just to reiterate it. Not that anyone cares. This is where we take the news and run with it, usually in quite a haphazard series of directions, to be honest with you. And on today's broadcasting equivalent of a flaming bucket, then. By the way, has anybody investigated whether the far-right radical wing of KFC had anything to do with that flaming bucket on the tube? Flaming bucket sounds like something that they do. I've seen that on their menu or something. Do they have a paramilitary chicken wing? I expect they probably do. And their commanding officer's a colonel, so if you actually think about it, that all ties in, doesn't it? People just aren't looking for evidence in the right place, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, hello. What's coming up on today's programme, I hear you ask?
What's on today's programme?
Well, Boris Johnson, he's not actually coming on, he's refused, but we are going to be talking about Boris's Brexit bodge. There will be a diversity paper review in this hour, of course. A different diversity each day reviewing the papers for us. As you'd expect, that makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's happening today with Toby, who is due-ish. As we go through everything that everybody is talking about. Headline hijacks on the way as well. You are invited to make up a news story. We'd like you to do it using words that you know in a sentence that you've created to make it sound like the news. That number for you to feed us your fakery, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Any word you like. The lines are open for Headline Hijack right now. Work experience punditry. It's on the way as well. We're going to be reviewing some television for you. There's the big debate at three. All the current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. We find it's a technique that gets straight to the heart of the matter in a rigid and set number of syllables. Drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. We've been out and about over the weekend doing that, showing microphones into the beery faces of the drunkards and asking them about current events. Find out their reaction. It's Alco Vox Pop. We'll take all of your reactions as well, of course. If you've got a reaction, react it to us. The number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And later, due to Wayne Rooney's driving-based indiscretion, there's a game of banned or obscure liqueur. Banned or obscure liqueur? Is it a banned or an obscure liqueur? And we have guest action for you today as well. A Banda Man are going to be with us. Plugging something or other. Ireland's top comedy improv team. That's fair to call them?
Seven.
That's where their PR says, anyway. They're going to be in plugging something or other that they're doing, of course they are. What an afternoon. So, well, who's working on the show today? Let's find out. Ginger Dave is here.
Hello.
Hi. We thought you a shuffle for one. Thought you'd be busy because it's Freshers Week. So,
very funny. Very funny original jokes from the listeners.
Very good.
A bit like you. A hang of your comedy styles. Yeah. Repeat the same thing for 2 years.
Fair to say, Dave goes through students like. Like Irma in the Caribbean. We consider the students to be the Caribbean. Dave's basically a big ginger hurricane.
There's more on the way. There's more on the way as well.
Annoyingly, I'm trying not to do jokes now, but because I'm trying to refute this, but I've got some good jokes.
Marta's assistant producing today. Hello, Marta. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Sam's on the buttons. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Cornelius is...
I am here.
Here as well. How's your hangover, by the way?
I'm fine.
Were you?
I'm not hungover.
A bit hungover yesterday, weren't you?
Just an ever so tiny bit.
Ever so tiny bit. Right? It was Chloe's wedding, for regular listeners who punches our buttons. It was her wedding on Saturday. Mm. That's why. So, hello then, Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. You are very welcome along. And we need to get into today's big story that we're going to be talking about in some depth, as you would expect us to. We like to get there on this show by using music. It gives you a little bit of a quiz, something to do, no prizes, just for fun, play along at home or at work. The clues are in the song, but what is today's big story? That is Coldplay. It is Speed of Sound. You listen to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. Ideas. question is, though, why are we playing it? And how does it link to today's big story? The clues are all there. Producer Dave, I know you've been working on this.
Easy, mate.
Go on, then.
Easy.
Go on.
Coldplay, Speed of Sound.
Speed of Sound, yep.
The scientific symbol for the Speed of Sound, I'm sure I'd have to tell you,
yep,
is C.
Yep.
Another C, Mel C.
Mel C from the Spice Girls.
Yep. She did that song about food not tasting very good with Bryan Adams.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yep.
Bryan Adams, of course, often confused with Ryan Adams.
Yep, the other musician.
By idiots, yep. Mainly. Ryan Adams did the cover of that Taylor Swift album, do you remember, 1989?
Yes, I do.
Which included the song Shake It Off.
Yep.
Another shake, famous shake.
Yep.
The Fake Shake.
Yes.
Remember, he targeted loads of people.
Yep.
Like Galloway went after him, didn't he?
Yep.
Remember George
Galloway? George Galloway, yeah.
And Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Yes.
He got him, and then Sven-Göran Eriksson at the time was the England manager.
Yes.
And one of the people that Sven-Göran Eriksson gave his England debut to was Wayne Rooney, of course.
Yes.
Which leads us to today's big story.
Yes.
That Wayne Rooney's been done for drink driving.
Good,
banned.
Good. And when I say good, I mean bad. It's wrong. It's not the, it's not the answer.
Why did you say good?
Because justice had been served.
Yeah, it's good that justice has been served. That
yeah,
is,
that's
that
what
is,
John
that is good.
Really
yeah, that,
like
big
that
fans
is
good. Of justice on this show.
That is good. No, it's Boris Johnson because that's got the word speed in it, and the film Speed had a bus in it, and Boris Johnson had that bus with the NHS lie written down the side of it. So it's just that. It's easy, and if you get the answer,
it's
really
easy. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why I bother. I don't know why I bother sometimes.
I don't know why you bother ever. Right then, so Boris Johnson and Brexit. Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary, has said and accused him of backseat driving that bus. And this is 6 days before Theresa May has to do that big speech in Florence, of course. Boris Johnson come under criticism over the weekend. Michael Gove has now come out and tweeted support Boris Johnson, which is odd given what happened to Michael Gove that Boris Johnson did back in. It's all quite... There's a lot going on politically, shall we say. We need to get to the bottom of it, though. Boris Johnson very much on all of the front pages today. So we're going to be talking about that on Talk Radio next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Sometimes on a job, you need a particular tool and you need it now. So it's good to know that wherever you're working in the capital, you're only ever minutes away from a Screwfix store. There are over 65 stores in London. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability. Conditions apply.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
traffic's looking busy on the M6 in Lancashire near Goldgate because of a lane closed 32 to 33 while some grass cutting takes place there. If you're using the eastbound M62, it's busy at junction 20 for Rochdale because of restrictions on the exit slip road where a vehicle's broken down. Still slow on the northbound M1 past Northampton. Emergency repairs following an accident continue, junction 16 to 17. And there was a serious accident on the M5 on Saturday evening. The northbound side has a lane out, junctions 15 to 14 near Thornbury for ongoing investigation. I'm Jarena Adams.
Do more online faster with Plusnet. Get unlimited fibre broadband and line rental from just £24.99 a month for 18 months. So you can download, upload, reload, one for the gamers there, sideload, it's not a thing, is it? Basically, you can do a shed load, boat load, truck load, mother load online. Do more with unlimited fibre and line rental from £24.99 a month. Now with no activation fee. Offer ends 19th of September. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud.
Prices may change. 18-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas, only terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And we do need to talk about today's big story. Amber Rudd, then, the Home Secretary, has publicly reminded Boris Johnson that when it comes to Brexit, Theresa May is, quote, driving the car. Although, given how Brexit seems to be going, it feels more like a stoned George Michael is behind the wheel, steering the UK into the wall of a metaphorical European snappy snaps. Boris Johnson wrote an article over the weekend. 4,000 words. I'm glad he's got the time, frankly. Seemingly laying out a blueprint for Britain's withdrawal from the EU. He also appeared to repeat the claim that leaving the EU would free up to £350 million a week for the NHS, a claim that had been widely discredited. Naturally, this is being viewed as a challenge to Theresa May's leadership, coming as it does 6 days before the PM's widely anticipated Brexit plan speech in Florence. The UK statistics chief, Sir David Norgrove, also waded in, writing an open letter criticising Boris's figures. Boris wrote back, and now they're all fighty. So where are we then? Michael Gove's now come out as well in support. He sent a tweet anyway, telling people to look at what Boris actually wrote rather than misquote him. It's so on it rumbles. Let's talk to Nick Dubois, former Tory MP, of course, author of a soon to be released Confessions of a Recovering MP. How far down the road of recovery are you, Nick?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much indeed, John. And the book is pretty much put to bed, so all will be revealed on January the 9th. All right.
So let's talk about Boris, as we're now Gove's waded in, as we were saying. So, I mean, is this... was this to be expected?
Well, it's interesting, really, because Michael Gove actually was kind of distancing himself a little bit yesterday from Boris's well-thought-out letter, I may say, which I'm sure I won't trouble you with all the details now. And now he's come wading back in to say, actually, why don't you read Boris's letter and, more importantly, his article? The problem is the article is about 4,000 words long, which means not many people who are busy commentating now probably have read the details.
No, and indeed, it's that one paragraph or thereabouts that people have seized on, which is this repeated claim, or seemingly repeated claim, of £350 million. But everyone's saying that that wasn't the context.
No, and look, this goes back, as you know, to during the referendum campaign when there was a slogan on the side of the Leave campaign's bus saying, let's spend the 350 million quid that we give every week to the EU on the NHS, or words to that effect, which was robustly challenged. What's actually happened today is that in the article that Boris put forward, he said, look, we do get 350 million quid that we park to the EU, all our taxpayers' money, once a week, 350 million quid. That will stop when we leave the European Union. And crucially, he said, And actually, I would like to see a good chunk of that go to the NHS. So he wasn't repeating what became the mantra of the Leave campaign, 350 million quid a week going to the NHS. He's making the point that we will decide what happens with that money, whether we spend it on farmers, scientists and the NHS.
Yeah, it's not the figures are wrong, though, aren't they? It's not 350 million, is it? It's,
this is where we all get very hung up on it. First of all, this is the way to look at it. We do have a record of paying 350 million quid in contributions to the EU. The point is
that's before the rebate, though. Surely
that's the point. So it's a bit like saying my gross salary, was 100,000 pounds a year. But actually, I only get to spend about 60% of that because the rest automatically goes elsewhere. So we are talking about the difference between a gross figure and a net figure. But the point remains that all of that 350 million quid will be decided who spends it by a British government, not by the EU, which is what happens to the money that they give back to us to spend on special projects decided by the EU.
That's right, which theoretically, of course, could, getting that money back, be the NHS, but that would take it away from all of the other things as well.
Right. So that's not going to happen. They're going to spend it on the farmers or on all the... But it's unlikely, quite frankly.
It's because we've hung up on the figure, isn't it? Because it's all about, £350 million was never a figure we pay. It's the words we pay them £350 million. We've never done that because because the rebate comes off before we pay it. So the actual figure is less than that. And that's why people are sort of going, well, hang on.
Yes, the rebate is separate from what the EU spends. Margaret Thatcher went swinging with that wonderful handbag many years ago and won us a rebate because, and it's worth remembering, we are the one of the top three largest contributors of money to the EU, and are therefore, of that 350 million that we account for, we get a chunk of it back in this rebate, but the vast majority of it is spent by the EU on EU projects, of which we get some of that spent here in the UK. So the fact of the matter is, we are not in control of all that money. By leaving the EU, Boris Johnson is right to say, well, we would be in control of how we spend it.
So is Boris Johnson right with the timing of this letter? Because that's what is widely seen as a leadership challenge, or at least the beginnings of one. Is that a right assumption? Has he timed this?
Well, look, this is where I think everyone's getting their proverbial knickers in a lot of twist. Unfortunately, in the real world outside of Westminster, most of us concentrate on what people say and actions rather than read into it multiple conspiracies. Now, I've seen this letter, and I think the odd thing about the timing, I suppose, is that it looks mischievous because the Prime Minister is on her way to Canada to make a significant speech, as has been trailed, about the current negotiations going on.
Yeah.
The second thing odd about it is that there is another detail in there which doesn't sound like it's the policy of the government, although it's quite difficult working out what the policy of the government is. And that detail revolves around whether we pay money to the EU as part of a transition deal to ease our way from being members of the EU to coming out of the EU. And Boris has said, we shouldn't pay anything. Okay? Now, that isn't, and it doesn't sound like that's what the government are negotiating. So on that score, frankly, he's probably not, he's been a little bit clumsy on that score.
But Boris, rest, clumsy, imagine.
It is not a leadership bid. This is someone who's staking out, for once, a positive case of what Britain could be like outside the EU.
But
and let's face it, whether you like it or not, he did put a plan together.
But is Theresa May going to be feeling undermined by it? Because, you know, cabinet consensus is not on the cards at all. And Amber Rudd, you know, she's Home Secretary, he's Foreign Secretary, she's rebuked him in public for this, this backseat driving comment and so forth. So we, you know, we're not looking... It sounds like another division, doesn't it?
Well, it's unhelpful because, unfortunately, since the general election, which I think we can all agree was a bit of a botch from a Conservative point of view...
Yeah.
Every statement in public from principal players, the Home Secretary, the Foreign Secretary, the Prime Minister herself, is seen through the prism of a future leader of the Conservative Party. Now, therefore, cabinet members do need to be careful if they are going, or if and what they say, because not only does it fuel speculation such as you and I are doing now, but you don't want to give your opposition, the people on the other side of the negotiating table in the EU, the impression that actually the Theresa May, the Prime Minister, who's leading the negotiations, is leading it with a one arm tied behind her back. So timing-wise, I think had that article by Boris perhaps not made a play on the transition issue that I've mentioned, it really wouldn't have had too much in it to worry about.
Mick Dubois, thank you very much indeed. Former Tory MP, confessions of a recovering MP, and we wish him well on that road, because, you know, that's a tough thing to get over. 12 steps and everything. It's a tough one. He's going to be out in January, he said there. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next on the programme, a diversity paper review, of course, as Toby, he's due-ish, will be in to go through the papers for us as part of our continuing commitment to all kinds of diversity here on Talk Radio, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Headline Hijack on the way as well, but at just after 1:30, Tanya has got the latest news headlines.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. A cyclist who knocked down and killed a mother of two while riding an illegal bike in East London has been sentenced to 18 months. Charlie Alliston, then 18, crashed into 44-year-old Kim Briggs as she crossed a road. We can now hear from Talk Radio's Alex Dibble from the Old Bailey.
The judge told 20-year-old Charlie Alliston he was an accident waiting to happen, and he had a callous disregard for the safety of other road users before the incident in February last year. After the crash, Alliston defended himself online, blaming Mrs. Briggs. As his vehicle wasn't motorised, he was prosecuted under a law dating from 1867 and was sent away to a young offenders institution.
Well, Mrs. Briggs's family have called for a change in the law following her death. Mark Wyeth QC represented Charlie Alliston in court, but in an unusual move gave this statement after sentencing.
Mr. Briggs has made a public appeal for the reform of the law in this area. He's right to do so. This case exemplifies why that need for reform is pressing.
In other news, Wayne Rooney says he's let his family down very badly after he was banned from the road for 2 years for drink driving. The former England captain admitted the charge at Stockport Magistrates Court, where he was also ordered to do 100 hours of unpaid work. Police are still questioning two men arrested over the bomb attack on the Tube on Friday. They're also searching properties in Surrey and West London, including a fried chicken shop. And the UK government will urge EU negotiators to agree a new relationship on security and law enforcement as soon as possible after Brexit to ensure public safety isn't impacted. Ministers say maintaining the closest possible cooperation is crucial when it comes to tackling terrorism. The weather, well, sunshine and showers for England and Wales, drier elsewhere, and today's high is 16 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya. There is more in half an hour. It will contain, well, I'll be honest with you, a lie. For Headline Hijack is upon us. This is where you get to make the news up, and then Tanya gets to say it as if it were true, using her voice of authority that you've just heard there. Because we believe what you say, Tanya.
It's all true.
Yeah.
That's why.
Except not at 2 o'clock, it's not. So the lines are open for that now. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that is on the way. Open. The lines are open now for about 20, 25 minutes. And we'll get through some of the suggestions that have been coming in next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
A hunky musical treat on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone. Think Boys Life, West Zone. No, I haven't got that wrong. We're joined by Brian McFadden from Westlife and Keith Duffy from Boys Zone. You lucky people, and Carol can't wait.
I'm flying without wings.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 20 minutes to thing, and well now. Those people not paying attention to this bit, those who are not paying any attention at all. Those who aren't even listening. Those who have popped out for lunch but get back at 2 o'clock. They hear the news and they go, oh, it's the news, it must be true. But one of the stories won't be. It'll be a lie and it'll be yours. Fake news celebrated on Talk Radio each and every afternoon. Cornelius, what's been coming in? What have we got?
The Ministry of Justice is appealing for people to stop sending freedom of information requests regarding superhero activity in the UK, according to Abby. The Ministry has emphasised that they are in the business, they are not in the business of superpowered vigilante justice, and also have far more important matters to be getting on with.
Thank you, Abby. This from Dean, a 56-year-old lady who dyed her hair every day since her 17th birthday, has found, this is a rare medical case, that her blood is blonde-coloured. Doctors have said they believed what happened was the dye all those years had run down her follicles into her body and that her innards have been bleached bright. Which can happen, I think.
Yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
That's absolutely true, isn't it? What else you got?
Another headline hijack.
That's handy, because that's what we needed.
Should read it.
Okay, this one's from Alex, who says, could pebble dashing become a thing of the past? A council court ruling has outlawed the house exterior style on the grounds of it being an eyesore. A local group of university students have called on the council to stop home-shaming the local community.
That's going to be the next thing, isn't it? Home-shaming.
Home-shaming,
because
yeah.
you body-shame, you fat-shame. You kink shame and all those shames, but people do eyesores, don't they? They moan about eyesores.
Yeah.
So I imagine the snowflake generation will...
Still, though, pebble dashing has got to be one of the ugliest things ever invented. It's terrible.
What's your particular beef?
I tell you what, it's all right if it's painted white, which in most cases it is.
Yeah.
But when it is just brown cement with pebbles stuck into it,
yeah,
it looks terrible.
It looks like...
I don't know what they're trying to look like.
It's just like someone's picked up the floor and made it vertical. Picked up the earth.
Yeah, it looks like a melting sandcastle sort of vibe.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the toilets here, doesn't it? If you've ever been in one of the... one of the rare occasions when they're functioning, anyway. They never are, but... Yes, there we go. Anything else? What else is coming?
Let's have this from Hope, who says, experts are baffled as to how an extended bin collection strike in Birmingham has managed to make the area more pleasant. Yeah. Tourism and the local economy have increased since the strike began, and the overall smell is said to improve.
Have it improved? That's very good. Well, now, it's over to you, really. In 20 minutes, Tani will be back with the news. And as you know, in there will be one of these made-up news lies. We'd like it very much to be yours. 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
In the next bit of the programme... The Diversity Paper Review. The newspapers reviewed the things that everybody is talking about today. Discussed, as you'd expect. But ours are done... by a different diversity each day, which makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. All of it. Our commitment to diversity. Coming next. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
You don't always know when you're going to need that particular tool on a job. That's why it's good to know you're never far away from a Screwfix store. With over 530 stores across the UK, we're always nearby. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! To give Chelsea a place
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Oh, Churchy, look at that snazzy new car. Like me in the glory days, before I got written off. My blinkers had that keen sparkle, and my pipes, well, don't get me started on my pipes.
Oh, no.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
Time to pass on the baton.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claims. Exact match subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement. Upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex is busy northbound after an accident between junctions 8 for Bishop Stortford and junction 9 for Saffron Walden. Traffic was held there briefly to get the vehicles onto the hard shoulder, which is where they are now, so all lanes are open, still quite busy. The M5 in Bristol's heavy north. Accident investigation work continues following a serious incident on Saturday afternoon. Junctions 15 to 14 near Thornbury, one lane is closed. M1's moving well again past Northampton after earlier northbound problems around junction 16, but still slow for Lancashire's northbound M6 because of grass cutting around junction 33 for Goldgate. I'm Jarena Adams.
Do more online faster with Plusnet. Get unlimited fibre broadband and line rental from just £24.99 a month for 18 months. So you can download, upload, reload, one for the gamers there, sideload, it's not a thing, is it? Basically, you can do a shed load, boat load, truck load, mother load online. Do more with unlimited fibre and line rental from £24.99 a month, now with no activation fee. Offer ends 19th of September. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud.
Prices may change. 18-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas only, terms apply.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 2:15 or thereabouts. Good afternoon. It's Monday. I am John Holmes and you are listening to your radio or probably an app or something. I don't know how modern you are. There's a lot going on. Top Brexit official has quit. Philip Rycroft is the new permanent secretary at the Brexit Ministry. You know about the Ryanair cancellations, of course. They've been cancelling 40 to 50 flights, leaving people stranded, Ryanair. This is all due to sort of pilot holidays and so on and so forth. Their share price has dropped this afternoon because of that. There's quite a lot going on, as you can imagine. I think the suspects in the tube bombing are still being questioned. It's all very complicated, though.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, there's much to get your head around, I'll be honest with you. And the way we like to do it is by taking the news and analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry, because if you break the news down to a strict number of syllables, it becomes more manageable. 5, 7, and 5. It is the news in Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Bucket bomber sus. Peck's detained. It's not as I thought, Lord Buckethead.
News, the news in haikus. You You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The specific afternoon that you're listening to it in is a Monday one. I'm John Holmes. Hello. My voice sounds a bit funny, doesn't it, Toby? Have you noticed
that? Really, really weird.
I've been saying about that all day. Yeah, I've got a sort of cross. I don't know. It's a cold. Quite. It is a cold, but there's a don't back away. But I don't know. It's a bit throaty.
I can see a little bead of sweat on your forehead as well. Is that part of it?
That's partly because it's boiling in here.
It's not that hot. You did just turn the air conditioning down to about 14.
Well, I'm trying to get it cooler.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, it's time for the diversity paper review. That means a different diversity goes through the papers for us each day. Reminders, Toby, of your diversity.
Jew-ish.
That's right. What's in the papers?
All sorts. Mm. And what actually we're going to start with is a prediction of what's going to be in tomorrow's papers, which is some bloke called Wayne Rooney.
I am aware of him.
Yeah, he runs around and kicks cowhide, but he also drinks and then drives.
Yes, he does that.
Mm. Yeah. Or has done on one occasion.
And also enjoys the company of elderly prostitutes. Let's not forget that part.
Well, that's neither here nor there with regards to what will be in the newspaper tomorrow.
It'll be mentioned. Now, let's get this straight. Now, this was a few weeks ago.
Yes, 1st of September, 2 a.m.
Yeah, and he was caught driving someone else's car.
Yes.
From a nightclub or something?
From a night out, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Having had a few drinks, and he was very nearly three times over the legal limit, which is 35 milligrams per 100 millilitres of, is it breath or whatever it is?
Yep.
And he was caught with 104 milligrams per 100 millilitres. So that is one away from being three times over the limit.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean two times over the limit. I mean 1 milligram.
Yeah, that's quite a lot, isn't
it's
it?
Quite a lot over the limit, yeah. So
because I know sometimes, you know, and drink driving is obviously terrible.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, people still do. They have a pint, don't they? That'll be all right. And they're still over the limit. But to be that far over the limit, there's no real
grey area.
Not at all. With
No. There would have been no doubt in a sober person's mind that he was going to be over the limit should he be breathalyzed. He has been given a 2-year ban from driving.
Yep.
And he'll have to do 100 hours of community of unpaid work. They don't call it community service anymore. Unpaid work. So really, you know, obviously we don't want to comment too much on the legalities of all of this because, you know, it will have been done left, right and centre tomorrow on Talk Radio when this will have been in the newspapers.
Yeah.
But I would like some of your suggestions and ideas as to the work that he might carry out.
Well, I've already suggested not to put him in an old people's home.
Yeah, not a good idea. Although I do imagine that's the sort of thing that might actually happen. He'll go in there and he'll be the person that chats to them. Then they'll all just fall asleep and it'll be a nice quiet afternoon for staff.
Well, I think some kind of supervision, if that's going to happen. The community service ranges from what these days? I don't really know.
I mean, they
hear this about community service, but I don't know what it is.
I'm calling it community service, but that's not what they call it anymore. So I don't know if it's could he just like come to Talk Sport or Talk Radio and be the button pusher or producing or something like that for free, because all they call it is unpaid work. Maybe he'll
that's mostly the people around here anyway.
Exactly. Maybe he'll just say to Everton, who's his football club, I'll just not be paid for a bit.
Yeah.
And that's unpaid work. So from the detail of this story that I have, I don't have that level of detail as to what he might be able to do or might not be able to do unpaid work.
But is it just unpaid? I thought it was still community. No?
That's my assumption. It's the assumption I'm making, but it's not what they call it, and they did used to call it that. So I don't know whether that means the parameters have changed.
Right. Because you sort of want you want litter picking or something, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. But the problem with that is you can then imagine people, you know, you walk up to you know, the street in you know, Egbuth in Merseyside, and there's Wayne Rooney in his yellow
jumpsuit.
I don't think it's a jumpsuit he'll be forced to wear.
The orange one, like American convicts.
Possibly that, but more I was thinking like a bib, a yellow bib. And, you know,
he does look like a baby,
so that's
fair. The
problem you've got there is that then you've got everyone walking down the street, particularly Liverpool fans, who'd probably be there throwing their litter on the ground and going, go on, sweep that up.
Yeah.
You know, and.
But the point is, it's supposed to. He's committed a quite terrible crime.
Absolutely.
Now, fortunately, no one was killed here, but, yes. You know, drink driving deaths happen, don't they? It's a serious issue.
Of course it does.
So I think people should be allowed to throw litter at it.
Yeah,
I think
but of course, if you then throw litter, you're also committing a crime.
If you throw litter at someone picking up litter, is that a crime?
It's definitely not a crime.
What about this then?
What I was going to say is it what if it touches him before it hits the ground?
Exactly.
Then he's committing a crime, but he's also clearing it up again.
There
so
you go.
I don't know. Maybe that's the thing then. So what you're encouraging, if this unpaid work turns out to be litter clearing, litter cleaning, when you throw your litter at that you want him to clear up, make sure it hits him first.
Yes.
And does it have to hit his skin, or would like his jumper be okay?
I think that's okay.
You think that's
alright? Hit his orange jumpsuit that he's going to have to wear.
That's fine.
As a criminal, and
is he going to look like one of the girls out of Orange Is the New Black?
Yeah, well, possibly. Rooney, I think it's all right if I don't think it's a crime if the litter hits in front of him on the floor. It doesn't have to hit him.
Right.
I think it's still if he's picking it up.
He's in the process of sweeping, and he's on his way. You just go, well, I could see that it was going to be picked up, so that's okay.
And also, as part of it, and his community service, that we should be allowed to do that. Because you don't want him to have an easy ride, do you?
No.
So that should be built into the contract.
Should we move on?
Yeah, okay.
Because we can sort of tie it in, because, you know, maybe Wayne Rooney doesn't know his way home when he's finished his litter picking.
Yeah.
And if it's very tenuous, yes. Maybe he'll get one of these wristbands that are being handed out to students in Freshers' Week.
Right.
That say where they live, so that when they're really drunk at the end of the night, they can show it to, say, a cab driver who can then take them home, because they won't know because they're drunk and new to a city.
Yeah. Mm. I was going to mock that, but now you've said it, it makes some sort of sense.
Well, the Mail, which is where this story has come in from, is mocking it. University used to be an opportunity to gain some independence living away from home for the first time. For today's generation snowflake, though, it seems the risks of a Freshers' Week trip to the pub are proving too much. And they go on, up to 13,000 students being given these wristbands with an address and emergency contact numbers similar to those worn by Alzheimer's patients, they say, in case they cannot find their way home after a night out. First years at Birmingham, Exeter, Manchester, Leeds, and in Wayne Rooney's case, Liverpool, are all being given the brightly coloured bands as they start their courses this month.
Well, fair enough. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a tradition to step over the slumbering bodies of students in Freshers Week. In Canterbury, that's a student town. Mm. You know, and it is a rite of passage.
It is a rite of passage to wake up in a field and not know where you are,
I woke up in a doorway back in. I mean, I knew the way home. I was just too drunk to get there.
Yeah, but it wasn't your doorway, though.
No, it was Debenhams.
Debenhams doorway. Yeah. Okay.
It was. And I only
was
woke
it cosy?
Up. It was. I was sort of leaning on a friend. And
who was also with you?
Also. And then I remember being woken up by a policeman from a car going down the high street, shining a torch.
Sober
going,
policeman.
Going, I think so.
Yeah.
Asking what we thought.
Not
we were
a
doing.
Sleeping policeman.
No. But rite of passage, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Wearing someone else's shirt, or at least you think it might be someone else's because you're not really sure.
I once got a drunk student as well, got stopped by another policeman for reenacting the pickpocketing scene from Oliver. And singing.
That's what
about
you did. You weren't pickpocketing, you were reenacting a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was. Yeah, that's right. No, I mean, I wasn't literally robbing someone. I was singing. It was more about the music, if I'm honest.
Right.
As I sang, consider yourself at home.
Yeah.
Consider yourself
I suppose
on
if you're singing that at the same time, then you could probably legitimately argue, well, as you pickpocket
was,
someone, that I'm just
it was the bit when,
acting
when,
out a scene.
When All Concerned fell into the window of Oxfam. That's when the police sort of started to get
involved.
But, you know, it's a rite of passage. But you've got to learn where you live, haven't you? Otherwise, it's lazy. It's like now when we don't know our own phone numbers, other people's phone numbers. I used to know people's phone numbers off by heart before mobile phones, but now you don't, do you?
No, now you don't. That is true.
So if you don't know, and if you've got a thing, you'll never know your address.
Now, continuing wristband news.
Yep.
I mean, which I think personally, you should possibly add to animals, minerals, and whatever else it is. You should do wristband because it seems there's loads of it.
Yeah.
Because this is in the Times today. Wristband lets you text with power of thought.
Go on.
I can even see what you're thinking right now because you've just texted it to me. The mind-reading machine of science fiction is a terrifying helmet-like contraption studded with aerials, wires and flashing thoughts that reveals your innermost thoughts. The reality could be a wristband that lets you send text messages and emails by the power of thought, available as soon as next year. Companies like Facebook are investing hundreds of millions of dollars in research on brain-machine interfaces, but a New York startup has got ahead by creating a system that does away entirely with the head caps or neural implants.
I mean, that sounds like nonsense.
It's the future.
So what? It lights up according to what you're thinking.
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
No. Sorry. That's what we all thought was going to happen in the world of sci-fi.
Right.
It doesn't light up. That's the point. This is just a wristband. You know what? It knows what you're thinking. And then you send your text message via the wristband.
I mean, why would you want anyone to know what you're thinking?
Well,
there are people here now, yeah, in this building.
Listening to us.
Well, yeah, well, genuinely thought about it.
Well,
I mean,
I'm more worried about what they're thinking of us, and we could find out, yeah, if they had one of these wristbands. Neither good nor bad can come of this, surely.
No.
Possibly.
No, it's like
it'd be good if we could put one on, like, Kim Jong-un, wouldn't it?
That would make it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he texts out, in 5 hours, I'm going to put my bomb into the United States.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And he'll be like, you can almost imagine it being sent out one a second, T-minus 4 hours, 59 minutes and 59 seconds. T-minus, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we'd be able to go and, you know, throw him in the river or something to cool him off.
Right.
And stop that happening.
Thanks, Toby.
No?
For your plan to solve, any future world war.
A major issue, yeah, that's currently we're having to deal with.
I think
we
should just get him one of those tags for his ankle, like the Asbo people used to have.
Yeah, but then we'd just know where he was rather than what he's thinking.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all in the newspapers. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Reminder of your diversity.
Jew-ish.
That's right. And it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Of course it does, by getting a different diversity on each day to review the papers. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Thus to headline hijack. You get to make up the news. That's how this works. You get to put a story into the forthcoming bulletin, and masquerading as truth as it is, it gets shared with the nation. However, there can be only one made-up story, and it has to be made up by somebody. And who is it today? Cornelius.
It's Emma.
Emma is in where, Dave?
Belfast.
Emma's in Belfast. Made up news story in the news, which is coming next. After that, we'll be joined by a band of man as they come in here to relentlessly flog something they're doing. PR dressed up as an interview next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, save between £3,650 and £7,000 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. It's a great chance to upgrade to the Ford Sync system with voice control and emergency assistance, plus sensors that make parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £3,650 and £7,000 dependent on model up to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and registered from 1st of September to the 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Are you watching every day? Are you watching every
match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 2. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Tanya's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 18 months for cyclist who killed a woman while riding an illegal bike. Plus, Rooney sorry after admitting drink drive charge. And Lady Gaga postpones European tour until 2018.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A cyclist who knocked down and killed a mother of two while riding an illegal bike has been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution. Charlie Alliston, who's now 20, crashed into Kim Briggs in East London in February last year while on a bike with no front brakes. He was cleared of manslaughter but convicted of causing bodily harm by wanton and furious driving. Solicitor Dale Beeson read a statement from his mother outside the Old Bailey.
On behalf of my son Charlie and his family, we would like to express our sincere condolences to the Briggs family for their loss. We know that they bear the heaviest loss of all in this case. My son Charlie was, whilst acquitted of the most serious charge in this case, has been sentenced appropriately.
Wayne Rooney will have to complete 100 hours of unpaid work and has been banned from the road for 2 years after admitting drink driving. The Everton striker, who's apologised to his family, was pulled over and failed a breath test in Cheshire earlier this month. Theresa May says her cabinet is united around the government's Brexit policy. It follows calls for Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson to resign after being accused of being a backseat driver of the UK's plans in a newspaper article. Two men arrested in connection with the bombing on the London Underground on Friday are still being questioned by police. Three properties are being searched in Surrey and West London. Ryanair's chief executive has admitted the airline is in a mess over its plans to cancel thousands of flights over the next 6 weeks. Up to 50 journeys a day are being cut to deal with staff leave. The carrier is coming under pressure to publish a full list of planned cancellations. And Lady Gaga's pushed back the European leg of her Joanne World Tour until next year because of health problems. The six-week stint, which was due to begin in Barcelona on Thursday, included 5 UK dates.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and showers for England and Wales. It's dry elsewhere across the UK. And today's high, 16 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Good. And now it's Pete Abbott, isn't it? Pete Abbott has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Pete Abbott. Matt Ritchie has urged Newcastle to make new memories by continuing their encouraging start to life back in the Premier League. Saturday's 2-1 home victory over Stoke left the Magpies sitting fourth in the table after three straight wins. West Brom midfielder Gareth Barry says he plans to play on for as long as possible after equaling the Premier League appearance record. The 36-year-old started in the Baggies' goalless draw against West Ham on Saturday to draw level with Ryan Giggs' mark of 632 games. England cricketer Johnny Bairstow will open the batting against the West Indies in tomorrow's first one-day international at Old Trafford. He came into the side in place of Jason Roy for the semi-finals of the Champions Trophy in June. British tennis number two Heather Watson has lost in the first round of the Seoul Open. She was beaten 3-6, 6-love, 1-6 by Sarah Cerebes-Tormo, and Lewis Hamilton admitted he was left in shock after defying the odds to win a chaotic Singapore Grand Prix yesterday. Hamilton was the beneficiary of an opening corner crash which took out his championship rival Sebastian Vettel, along with Kimi Raikkonen and Max Verstappen. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a school in Wiltshire has had to apologise after encouraging its pupils to throw hardback books at each other in a play fight to encourage reading. The head teacher has said that this year's book fight did seem to get rather out of hand and that next year only paperback books will be used. Seven children suffered minor injuries.
Thank you very much, Tanya, with the news, and Pete with the pre-recorded sport. Next, a Banda man join us to plug something or other quite relentlessly.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time. And you may well be aware that the potato-faced elderly prostitute enthusiast Wayne Rooney has been...
It's got two.
He's got a 2-year driving ban. He was almost three times over the limit. Pleaded guilty in court today to drunk driving, as we know, which he was charged with a couple of weeks ago. And that gives us a really tenuous, I'm going to say, gossamer thin way in to today's text in for you. Which, if you'd like to text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's just going to be footballers and booze. It's going to be, it's that. I mean, it's not a great leap, but there we go. Teddy Sherry Ingham.
Yeah.
Ooh, always a good start with a solid one.
A footballer.
Yeah.
Right. That's Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah.
And booze, which is sherry. So what I've done, I've combined those things to do footballer and booze. You see what I've done there?
Yeah. David Beckham.
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't have to work very hard with Sol Campbell, because that's already a thing,
just
isn't
his
it?
Name, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Someone should just put a lime on his head. He should walk around with a lime on his head. Cornelius.
Not technically alcohol, but used in cocktails. Grenadine Zidane.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. Yeah. I'm going to allow that. Yeah. DDA vodka, because there's a footballer and a drink. And see, that's how.
Jogba.
Yeah, sure. Vodka's close, isn't it?
It's yeah, same number of syllables, isn't
it? Mesut Ozil.
Good. What?
Mesut Ozil.
I don't know what that is. The problem with me in this is that I don't know any footballers apart from Teddy Sheringham and the vodka one I just said. So I don't, my knowledge of football, as regular listeners will know, is poor. I got the Beckham one. I was all right with that.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, you've lost me.
All right, we'll take it from here, mate.
All right, fine. Anyway, get involved. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start message with
any word you like. Let's do some PR dressed up as an interview.
Hey, yo.
Here we go. Come on. Right then, Talk Radio, afternoons. And flogging the hell out of something today.
Yes.
Comes a bit of a Banda man.
Hello.
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 Hello. Where's the other one?
The other one is recording for the Paddington 2 soundtrack, actually, today.
Really?
He is, yeah, he's, for those of you who don't know, so we're a hip-hop improv group, and Sam is a very good percussionist, so he's playing some kind of drum riff with a bear video, while I am here, winner of this situation.
We know that, yeah, look what's happened. He may have some Hollywood magic brushing off on him.
Today, I am here.
Rob,
wrecking.
Here you are.
Here I am, and I, like you, I also know nothing about football. I watched it for 1 year, in 95, I thought, because everyone in my school watched it, I'd watch it for 1 year. So I watched every Man United game, and then at the end of it, literally, I just went, yep, yeah, not for me. And that was it. I was like,
but it isn't. I mean, you know, it's one of those conversations. It's a conversation started when blokes are out.
Yeah.
You're blokes. What's your team? Where's your bloke? They talk about football, taxi drivers, all that stuff. And I must have had, you know, shut down so many conversations quite quickly, but I don't really follow it.
Well, I've got a strange thing where I can pretend I enjoy the history of football, and I go, God, do you remember the 95, 96 season? Jesus. Everton, Man United. Because I thought Man United would win that, but they lost 1-0. Who would have? Did you see Schmeichel up at the end trying to score the goal? Wow. Gas, how football has changed.
You could get away with that.
And then I leave the conversation.
That's very good.
And that I go, Andy Cole, 7 million in 1996. Can you believe how things have changed? And then I just stopped talking.
I've tried this, right? But my only frame of reference for football of old is this, right? And this does not work, right? So Picture the situation. It's the same as you're talking about. Taxi driver, a stranger, someone trying to engage in conversation. What do you make? We watch your team then. And I go, I look back on the, it was probably about 1982. Do you remember 1982? And they're sort of going, what, sort of Argentina, is it? This is the hand of God that you're going to... No, when Nuneaton Borough played Tiswas. Cast of Tiswas.
That was a good game.
I was there. Game, the Phantom Flanflinger came on and flammed all of the team. It was brilliant. And I went to watch it in Nuneaton Borough.
I love the idea that taxi driver is like, man, I got to brush up on my knowledge. I don't even know. What if Tiswas changed their name to now? It's Blackburn Rovers, mate. Yeah.
Anyway, look, so what are you flogging?
So I'm flogging my new dance video. Dance your way to fitness. No, I'm on tour at the moment.
That's right.
Beautiful tour. It's a hip-hop comedy show. Basically, every word is freestyled within the show, but the show is a kind of ridiculous. Weirdly, it goes back to the same year we were talking about, 96. It's a show set in the 90s, and the idea is everybody that comes to the crowd becomes part of our fan base from the 1990s, and we ask them for things about their lives, and we act as though, of course, that's right.
Yeah.
And we create the songs there and then as though it's like a Straight out of Compton-esque biopic.
Yeah.
But our kind of Biggie and Tupac rivalries with French exchange students who are daft and punk from Daft Punk. So it's very silly, very funny. If you like hip-hop, it's a very funny show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what you do, hence the level of success, is kind of that very unique. Because I've seen you live, a few times, do this kind of stuff. And it's quite hard for people who don't know how you do it to believe you, I think. Sat next to people who go, they've got to have prepared this. There's no way they're putting this together now.
Yeah, there's a funny thing where, because, so it's like, it's a freestyle show, so every word obviously has to, you know, the rhyme structures are there. So people do go, you must have. But I go, we do probably 200 and something shows a year over the world. So, like, we don't have that budget.
Yeah.
We don't have the budget to tour these 9 plants that in every show. And then when somebody who's not a plant bubbles in, I go, no talking from you. Why? Why is this lunatic?
What made you think this show was audience involvement?
This is a tightly scripted, fully improvised hip-hop show. So, no back chat.
Well, what we're going to do, I think, if I'm right, is we're going to try and create one in the studio.
We'll kick a little freestyle. We'll basically do a kind of word at a time exam. It's very simple thing. Yeah. In the show, we go for bigger narratives, but this will be a smidgen of it. And I also want to say, this is like, although I am alone representing a band of man, Dave Cribb, who is beside me.
Yes, indeed.
Dave used to be in a band of man.
He did, yeah. Until he got fired, of course, for not being as good as you.
Can't rap, mate.
Can't rap.
He was mediocre. He was mediocre.
I was just reading through this, and it doesn't look as good as the last tour, which I just can't see my name anywhere.
Yeah. but what we'll do, because what do you need from us? Because we get the listeners.
Anytime I point at you, you just give me a new word.
All right.
Listeners want to text in.
Yeah.
Anytime I give you a word, I'll point to you. You throw it in mid freestyle, and we'll try and use them all. And if I don't get them, I will nod to Dave Cribb, and he will slap. Dave is all over. Dave is like an undercover.
It's really
Eminem
important that everybody knows that I played the keyboards.
Yeah,
there was very little rapping from me.
So what we'll do, we'll open that now. So we'll get to the end. Right, but if you want to text us any word.
Yeah, any word
you like.
Have fun with us. Make it a noun, make it a popular cultural reference that I might guess.
Get a lot of people coming with the word talk now, because that's how you have to start the text.
Yeah. Go for anything at all.
Mind you, that song worked for Talk, didn't it? So,
yeah.
So if you'd like to text any word you like, right, so you can tweet us. Start your message with any word you like, but if you want to text us a word,
our popular references: Thomas the Tank Engine.
All right,
Miami Heat. I don't know why I'm struggling.
That's all you've got.
That's all I got. Be playful with it. We'll see where it goes.
Okay.
Anything you give me goes into the freestyle. We'll see where it takes us.
All right, we'll come to that as we wear onwards. So we'll give that some time to come in. So look, tell us about the talk, in terms of, because you've toured with Ed Sheeran.
We toured,
Was that like supporting Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran. Yeah, but the funny thing is, so I met Ed a bit before he became famous. He's got a cousin called Murray Cummings, who's now a video maker, makes a lot of Ed's videos. So Murray was a stand-up. I did a gig in Camden. Somebody came in late to the show, in that way, kind of like small gigs, often there's no raised stage. So he kind of sat on the stage. So I turned around and it was a young red-haired guy. I kind of riffed with him. And then about maybe 6 months later, I was brought in by a hip-hop producer to put together a free show at the Brighton Fringe. And it was going to be four of us doing it. And one of them was Ed Sheeran.
Right.
And at that time, if you sponsored us, I think you got either like... I think he was going to do a gig in your house. It was something crazy that, like, in hindsight, we all could have made a lot of money. But Ed's a phenomenal freestyler. So when it came to first album dropping, we did one tour support spot in Camden. It went really well. So he just asked us, come on the road. So we ended up going from comedy clubs to doing these gigs for, like, at the time, Ed's first album was, like, mostly a younger generation. So it's, like, 16-year-olds. So we go out and typical comedy clubs, you know, you go, hello, what do you do? And they go, well, I'm a child. And you go, grand. So we had to drop a whole bit that's built around people's jobs. And literally, that was on day one of the tour in Aberdeen. We had to go, grand, that's gone. So on day two, we called the guys who make Connect Four, the giant Connect Fours, Hasbro, and we got them to send us a massive Connect Four. So for that particular tour, we go out and we'd be like, who here battle raps? And there's always one kid who'd be like, I battle rap. And I'd be like, come to the stage, we're going to do this. And then we'd bring out the battle apparatus and we'd just play Connect Four and battle each other. And it's really hard to be really angry when you're playing Connect Four. And the funny thing is, like, 5,000 people in Brixton Academy, like, we have this on video, it is one of the most beautiful things. 5,000 people are like, hey, on good lines, but also, ooh, when you hit a three. It's a really beautiful sound.
See, what I think, it makes me wonder, which is my next question, who your audience is, because it kind of goes across genres now. This is like a music audience and a comedy audience.
Yeah, and weirdly, recently we went out to the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and we'd never been there before, so they gave away free tickets at the local opera house. And your opera audience is, in Melbourne, a lot of retired people.
Right.
So for our first week, every night we went out, we had what I call the usual crowd, which is comedy fans and hip-hop fans, and no joke, 50%, what do you do? I'm retired. And there was something so lovely. Like, but no one told us. This is the things that the producer, because it's a big festival, they produce so many shows, we just didn't see them and we didn't really think to go. So we just thought, what have we put in our marketing material that has made people who've retired go, to open up my comedy experience, I'm going to go see a hip-hop show. And they were lovely. They were really, really nice.
Yeah.
So I like that it kind of, it can go high. It can go, like, we had an 84-year-old at the show at Soho two nights ago, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, I was going to say, was she into it? She told me afterwards she didn't get every reference.
But certainly all the rap battle bits were way in there.
Oh, she was so in. She was all up on the kind of recent battle rap. She was like, have you seen Don't Flop? And I was like, yes, I have. We had a great time.
Look, stay with us, because you've got to now, because we've trailed this. Right, so if you've got a word, a phrase, a cultural reference, anything you like, you can text it to us, you can tweet it to us. Rob's going to pick up that, and we're going to turn this, before the end of this half an hour is out, into, I'm going to say something spectacular.
Thank
I don't
you.
Want to, you know, no pressure, but that's what it's going to be. So words, phrases, pop culture references. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put another word or phrase, otherwise it's just going to be him just going talk, quite a lot. Or you can tweet us, of course, at Talk Radio. On Twitter, and you can start that message with any word you like. Right, we'll be back with more of this.
Yes.
After Traffic and Travel, you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in-store, online or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Get up to half price savings on the autumn winter collection at DFS. And for a limited time, you can also get early bird extra savings on selected sofas. DFS.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Back in my day, a perfect hat trick was a left foot, a right foot and a header. Nowadays, it's when you back the first goal scorer with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. If your player scores first, then gets the second, we'll double your odds. And if they bag a hat-trick, we'll treble your odds. Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven, now available in play. Whenever you bet, Betfred.
In-play applies to online and mobile customers only. Single bets and selected matches only. Max return exclusions and conditions apply. 18 plus. Visit in-store or betfred.com/promotions for more information. Please bet responsibly. Gambleaware.co.uk.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the east of Liverpool, delays caused by the closure of Mill Bank. The westbound side of the A5049 is closed at the moment for the recovery of a car which has hit a lamppost not too far from the navigator traffic light. Still busy on the eastbound M62 at 20 for Rochdale because of a broken down vehicle on the exit slip road. A similar problem affecting the M5 in the roadworks south at Junction 1. A lane's been closed there for the recovery, and Bristol's northbound M5 is heavy as accident investigation work continues near Thornbury Junctions 15 to 14. I'm Joanna Adams.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening to Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Rob's here. Rob from Abandoman. Is that a weird way to introduce someone? It's just because you're now just from something. You're not an individual man anymore.
It's upsetting. It's upsetting.
Yeah, it is. So how long have you been doing this, for those that don't know? So talk us through how it all started.
So, hello. I kind of started stand-up about 12 years ago, and then was improvising my whole way through that. Then auditioned for a hip-hop theatre show with the likes of Bashy and Sweater Kinch, who were all kind of Mobo Award winners, and we would freestyle for an hour and a half pretty much every day. And I'd been doing that, like, in Ireland, but there's no... When I was growing, there was no, like, hip-hop community.
There's not a hip-hop community in Ireland.
I get really concerned, because I know there is a hip-hop community, but at the time
we could fit
in a car. Like, it wasn't like there were a ton of us. There were so few we couldn't have rivalries. We could just not get on. Around 08 I wrote a hip-hop show, brought it to the Brighton Fringe, and then sincerely could not remember any of the lyrics. I got chatting with a woman in the crowd, and her dog had died that day, which I know sounds very sad, and so we decided to do a freestyle eulogy.
It's what
the
he
dog.
Would have wanted.
The dog loved hip hop, big Wu-Tang fan, and so that song ended, and there was still like at least 40 minutes to fill, and I could not, so I just kind of asked someone else, like, what have you done? And I did the most mundane like everyday piece of life freestyle for an hour, but it kind of worked well, and so then it gradually built from there, and it got way more, like, you know, after a while the songs initially as well were like 20 minutes long, like they were so long with no hooks. No one would go, what a melodic piece of music. But over time, it gradually filtered into something that was a bit more defined.
Yeah. And then, and so when did Sam come on board and how did that kind of...
We did a gig in Guildhall where he was in college.
Yeah.
And at the end of the gig, he went, do you want me to put a band together?
Yeah.
We were about to go and do loads of festivals. So I said, yes. And he put together a 7-piece band and we turned up to comedy venues where they have one microphone. And I was like, this is the horn section. We actually got the best heckle that summer. So we were doing V Festival and we rolled up late. Not appropriately late.
Yeah.
Like the right time, but not when you're going with 7 people. So we went, we need to do a sound check because there's 7, there's horns and there's drums. And so they just kind of threw us on for a sound check. And we were saying things like, can I get more, you know, keys in the front monitor? You know, just trying to get music in the monitors so we can hear everything. So I was like, can I get more keys in this monitor? More horns in that monitor? And a guy from the crowd just goes, can I get more comedy in the front monitor? And it turned out no one had told them it was a sound check. So bless them all. They sat there for comfortably 7 minutes thinking this was the most experimental, like a real, like, well, these guys, they're really taking the form somewhere new, until someone went, do you know what? I'm going to call it. This is terrible. And then I had to go, this isn't the show.
And where in, so the tour that's coming up again, and it's you might as well give us some of the venues because I know it started.
It started in Soho last week.
Yeah.
And then we go, this week we're doing Cambridge, Reading and Manchester. And then we kind of traipse around the country.
Yeah.
I said that like I'm avoiding the question. I kind of vaguely know, but I only know 3 days.
It's just that's actually a test.
Yeah.
Because I've just said you couldn't remember the words of the thing. Perhaps you just like to randomly improvise some venues.
But the funny thing is, I'm not great with English geography. So I took a gig in Preston, thinking it was on the Metropolitan line, not long ago. Because there is a Preston town that's on the Metropolitan line?
Preston, something part, or, yeah, it's like,
who
it's got the word in
who it. Who knows?
Yeah.
All I know is Preston is not on the Metropolitan line. So I got a call at like 2 o'clock being like, are you on a train? I'm like, bro, I am good. I live so close to the Circle line. And then I started what was a very expensive last minute trip to Manchester.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, so look, we're getting some words coming in. We've still got a couple of minutes we can do this, I think. How long do we need? I'm only going to time this with the news. So I don't know how long unless you've got 25 minutes of rapping to do.
Let's say 2 to 3 minutes and see where that takes us.
Do you know what? That's about perfect then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we can do this now. All right then, so we've got some stuff coming in. We've got some from people and everything else. So what we've got here, we've got Rob from Abandoman. Frankly, he's the talented one. and he's gonna take these words and he's going to work his particular brand of magic.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Sorry. I didn't realise that was to be confirmed.
That's
yes,
fine, yeah.
That is correct.
So,
thank you.
Shall we hit you with a sick beat?
Let's go for your sickest beat, the talk radio beat. Let's drop that. Yeah, there it is. Okay, that sounds quite nice. We'll let the drums drop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Talk Radio with John Holmes Khan, Dave Cribb, my good friend. Any word that you give us via Twitter or the lads give me during this song, we'll go into the song. Let's kick it off. Okay, first of all, John, I'm going to start with you. So way off the top, you know that we can blaze the flow. You know we just with John Holmes up on Talk Radio. John, first word, I drop it to the mic.
BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, man, tonight, you know it's like, man. BJ and the Bear, I've heard your show, no mystery. I've heard that you annoy because Bear is like a chimpanzee. Man, please be, you know that it'd be hella fine. A show that I believe was brought out in 1979. Yes, man, you know that was when they had the CB radio. Yep, okay, so we can flip this, please. Make we flip this off the tip, man. Second post, BJ Khan.
Kirk says Guildford.
Guildford, quick, sir. You know right now I'm going to kick in the door there. Yes, I should know better. Guildford is where? Somewhere like Essex or next to Colchester. Yeah, man, debonair. You know, probably on the tour. I'm feckin' there. Man, check the tour dates, man. You know, like for ages I played with this kid. Third word from Dave Cribb.
Andy Cole.
Yeah, tonight, man, family. Listen who's expensive in 96, man. Andy B. Man, the money. You know that it be billed in quick, Ram. He moved to Man United, 7 million. Yeah, man, it was a fiscal battle. Where'd he come from? In 96, I think it was Newcastle. Who knows? Right now, we kick it hardcore, so we take it to the door. Circle back with number 4.
Stan says bungle.
What? Wait, say that again.
Stan says bungle.
Okay, so right now, you know, man, get the vision. You know, we about to kick this with children's television. Man, we doing this. My mind is starting to tumble. Like, I wonder who the heck is bungle? I don't know him. You know, man, it's drastic now. I think that he was someone. Was he from the Magic Roundabout? Something like that. We could do this, man, to light Ed to kick this. First of all, yep, let's get the mic lit with this.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, man, truly, you know, man, true prostitutes of Wayne Rooney. Am I allowed to say that? You know, it might be surprising. This is live radio. Please, folks, do not do the drinking and driving. Yep, upon that, you know you should be knocking. First you get a fine, then you might lose your Colleen's. Yep, up in the world, Colleen is actually the Irish word for girls. What? Yes. Okay, so right now, you know we keep it blessed. Mr. Crib, man, let's go check what's next.
Lemsip.
Yeah, man, you know, man, it's true. Dave Crib, when we were on tour, dude, always got the flu. I was looking at Dave like, what should I think? He was like Robert's H2O, but he likes to spike the drink. With something so impressive, man, he dexterous collecting this penicillin with lemon. Yes, you know that he's on Lemsip. We doing this, you know that it's divine. He's always with the Lemsip, like Dave don't like lime. Last one we grab, and as we check and we collect them, as we go and John drop it, man, with the number 7.
Boris Johnson.
Yeah, man, tonight there will be problems. Next PM should not be Mr. Johnson. Yeah, you know, I don't know. We got the clap meme straight from Mr. Michael Gove. Yeah, man, you know, man, he's saying it seems nifty. But please, Mr. Johnson, where the heck's the 350? Yeah, man, tonight, man, it's a hype bit. We about to do this. Oh, tonight, get we excited. Yes, that's right, man. You know, it will be plush. If you come to our show, you'll make 350 like the bus. Yes, kid, and now it's for us to just Brexit. Get this to the news. Yep, as we do, blaze new flows. Like, hey, you know, it's John, it's Dave, it's Connor Radio. Yes!
Superb stuff.
Thank you very much. Who is Bungle? That is what I'm left with.
It's from Rainbow.
How did I know BJ and the Bear? And not know Bungle from Rainbow.
There you go.
Ireland, they were considered very anti-Irish. Like the Enid Blyton books. We banned them.
Turns out you're quite good. Look at that.
Bless you. Yeah. Thank you, John. Very kind.
Honestly, thank you so much. That was excellent.
So much fun. Thank you so much.
So the tour dates are these. Manchester, Cambridge, Reading, Liverpool, Norwich, Leicester, Canterbury's Marlowe Theatre. Then into October, Nottingham, Birmingham. On it goes to Newcastle, all the way down to Bristol. Abandoned Man, and website, probably?
Abandoned Man-tour.com or irishrappers.com, which is much easier to spell.
There you go.
And Irish rappers is pluralised, but it's only me. it's very focused on one of the Irish rappers.
Rob, listen, thanks so much. Brilliant stuff.
Genuine pleasure. Thank you so much.
In the next half an hour, we will be bringing you work experience punditry, a roundup of... So I feel like anything now on the show is just going to be a sort of not anywhere near as good
squid,
as that.
Isn't it? Yeah. No point,
so,
mate.
But, you know, we'll get through it. Some television reviews for you. We've got that. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock and a Wayne Rooney-based game of banned or slightly odd and obscure liqueur drink coming up before 4 o'clock this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tiny's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. A cyclist who killed a pedestrian after crashing into her on a bike with no front brakes has been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution. 20-year-old Charlie Alliston collided with mum of two, Kim Briggs, in February last year in East London and was found guilty of wanton and furious driving. Her widower, Matthew, says politicians need to update the law.
To have to rely on either manslaughter or a Victorian law that doesn't even mention causing death tells us that there is a gap. The fact that what happened to Kim is rare is not a reason for there to be no remedy.
Alliston shouted at Mrs. Briggs after the crash and wrote online that it was her fault. In other news, Wayne Rooney's been banned from driving for 2 years after admitting drink driving. The Everton striker's also been ordered to do 100 hours of unpaid work. Sky's Fraser Maude is at Stockport Magistrates.
No punitive fine then in terms of money from the court here, but his club have said that they will be expected to fine him 2 weeks' wages, some £300,000.
Ryanair's chief executive has admitted the airline is in a mess over its plans to cancel thousands of flights over the next 6 weeks. Up to 50 journeys a day are being cut to deal with staff leave. Already devastated Caribbean islands Antigua and Barbuda are on a new hurricane alert. Storm Maria is heading for the tropical islands, which are still recovering from Irma. And England women's manager Mark Sampson says he remains fully focused on his job after more allegations emerged against him. He's already been cleared by two inquiries into alleged claims of racism and bullying, but the Football Association have agreed to reopen an independent investigation in light of new evidence. The weather, a mix of sunshine and showers for much of England and Wales, some heavy rain in the east, dry elsewhere across the UK, and the high 16 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Tanya. How good was that?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because you just came in halfway through and stood open mouthed.
I was literally open mouthed. It was amazing.
At them doing that. And it's incredible live because obviously people just shout stuff at them from the crowd. And that happens.
Really quick mind. Yeah. Like, brilliant. Yeah.
It's not so much it's the rhyming scheme.
It's the rhyming. It's
that's
just
so
brilliant.
Fast as well.
Very, very impressed.
But there we go. We might get him in to just sort of wrap the whole news.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so.
He could wrap vegetable news.
I'm glad you brought up vegetable news because in 1 hour's time, Tanya will be back with today's bonus news. Regular listeners know that we must bring you bonus news because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, Tanya, aren't they?
Wow.
That's the issue. And so the time must be made up. Animal, vegetable and mineral, that covers everything off today. Ooh. It's the turn of vegetable news. Have you begun research yet?
Have actually.
Oh, tease us with a vegetable.
Well, this particular story involves several vegetables and a music.
I look forward to it.
Yes, I've got a little clip to play for you.
You're putting the work in.
I am putting a lot. I put 100% effort in everything I do.
I know. Victoria brings about 30% to the yard, I reckon. Anyway, thank you very much, Tanya. Good stuff. In the next bit, then, we will be going through television for you with work experience punditry on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Marriage, true love. And you, Stanley Peregrine Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. Now, today's texting, by the way, if you want to get involved in the other texting, that is, well, Wayne Rooney, as you know, banned from driving for 2 years. He's got to perform 100 hours of unpaid work. And 100 hours of unpaid work for Wayne Rooney. What's Wayne Rooney on? I mean, because...
eight times the limit, I think.
That'd be about right, yeah. So, if you'd
or
like
three,
to...
Three.
It is three, I checked. Otherwise, he'll sue you. So it's three.
It's definitely three times over.
I am not
a journalist.
No, that much is clear. right, so that's what we want from you. We're talking footballers and booze. Right? So that David Beckham, for instance, has been suggested. My personal favourite, of course, was mine. Teddy Sheringham. Because it's... plus, he's the only football I've ever really heard of. What else has been coming in? Footballers and booze. Cornelius.
This one is from Will on Twitter, who says, David Ginola.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. That's I've heard of him, and I've heard of gin.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that one, yeah. Jamieson's Redknapp. Because Jamie Redknapp is a footballer.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jamieson's is a whiskey drink.
It's a booze.
There you go. Anything else?
Porter Schmeichel. Porter Schmeichel.
You should have had Philip Portinho.
Yeah.
Porter Schmeichel.
Michael Skinner's been on. It says... George Best Bitter.
That's quite niche, isn't it?
Well, no, Best Bitter is a drink.
Yeah, no, sure.
And George Best...
is an alcoholic. I mean, footballer was an alcoholic.
Again, you're not a journalist.
No.
So, anyway, get your suggestions to us for that, please. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a word talk.
And now it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Sorry. Wait a minute. Can I? Like what we do here is we get our work experience in to review stuff.
Hang on, wait. Yeah, I'm just counting the people in the room.
Yeah, there isn't one.
One, two.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah. Where's the? Right. Hang on. So. Normally, what happens is if you listen for the first time, we get a work experience in to review stuff for us, music, TV, film, geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense, and so forth. And it gives them a leg up into the industry. The truth is, they they're free. That's why we use them. Hang on. Marta's produced. Marta! Hi, Marta.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
She's Spanish. ¿Qué tal? Spanish.
Muy bienito.
Patatas bravas. What? Where's the work experience?
There isn't one today.
Why?
I forgot to book them.
There was
a bit of copy pasting.
Yeah.
In my calendar.
Surely someone as experienced and.
I'm crying. I'm sorry.
Surely someone as experienced as you, Marta, wouldn't possibly forget to book someone for a shift. I mean, that would never happen around. You all right?
No.
Okay.
I'm so sorry,
but that's better. Well, look, I can see you're upset.
I'm very upset.
So we'll talk about this off air while the adverts are on and the travel, right? And don't worry, Marta.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll solve it. We'll get round it. Don't you worry. We'll sort it all out. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Let's take traffic and travel and sort this out.
Look into it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby premium cement in plastic packaging for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Hi Mum, what are you doing?
Making fairy cakes.
Can I help?
Of course, sweetheart. Can you weigh each egg to make sure they're between 57 and 60 grams? Then sieve this flour, put that through another sieve, and finally through this really fine sieve. Then count these hundreds and thousands? I like 200 on each.
Actually, I have some homework.
Oh.
People who work at Esso are obsessed with details. Useful if you're a fuel engineer like Deborah. Our new Synergy Supreme Plus unleaded fuel reduces friction to help look after your engine. Esso. Energy lives here. See esso.co.uk for details.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the east of Liverpool, traffic is busy with Millbank, the A5049 closed west near the Navigator traffic lights. That's following an accident involving a car which has hit a lamppost. A broken down vehicle on the northbound M1 to the north of Derbyshire is slowing things down. Junctions 29 to 29A. The breakdown on the M5 south in the West Midlands near junction 1 for West Brom has gone, but still very busy for the M5 both ways 1 to 3 because of works there. And a lane out on Bristol's northbound M5 for accident investigation work near Thornbury, junctions 15 to 14, so looking slow. I'm Joanna Adams.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers. when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much going on in the world, as you know. We do know now that Boris Johnson's essay, his 4,000-word essay, Homework, that he had published over the weekend, was not cleared by Number 10 Downing Street. We didn't think it was anyway, to be fair, but that's now the official line on that. It continues to be slightly controversial due to that £350 million claim of money being given to the NHS, which is... earlier we were talking to Nick Dubois, former Tory MP, about as well. Paris climate deal. The White House have said they want to renegotiate on better terms for the US. Wayne Rooney was nearly three times over the legal limit when he was caught drunk driving. He has a two-year ban and 100 hours community service. The news, there's a lot going on. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius. We are here to help you. And what we do is we take the news and analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious, really. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Cable says he can be the next PM. Some classic Lib Dem delusion.
News in haiku. We know now we do not have a work experience today due to an oversight in the booking people for a shift policy. We're going to look into it. But it's all right because Marta, who was supposed to book someone who didn't, it was decided over the break there that Marta could easily just do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's pulled us
she
out of that.
She just so happened to have watched some new TV shows and prepared some clips.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, I happen to have some notes as well.
That's quite handy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. So it's fine, but, you know, it's you know, the purpose of the entire affair is to simply review some television. So as long
also,
as
I need
that,
some help in the industry. We can, you could provide.
Yeah,
that.
We can full...
Great.
Well, you really do. So what are we going to look at first, Marta? What are we going to talk about? What telly programme have you seen?
Well, I've got to tell you guys, I don't have a TV.
Right.
So...
this'll be good. Thrilled.
You don't need a TV in these days, though, do you?
That's
just need
the
a computer,
thing,
Marta.
Because I've got a laptop,
yeah,
and I've got a Netflix subscription.
There we go, then.
So
all of your things from Netflix?
Two out of three.
Okay.
So the first one is a Netflix series called BoJack Horseman. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of this, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an animated series. It came out a few years ago. It's currently on its fourth season. Came out about a couple of weeks ago. And it's got a 94% score on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really good.
Yep.
And let's just hear a trailer now.
Hey, BoJack. I haven't heard from you in like 3 months. What's new with me? Did I tell you I'm working at a blog?
You don't care if people read your work or not, and that's what's so great about you.
I don't know if you heard, but Mr. Peanut Butter is running for governor.
I am specifically on the side of the facts and also on the side of feelings.
Well, I'm satisfied.
I really wish you were here for this.
All my life, I've wanted a family.
Would you? Could you? With a mouse?
Wow.
Also, I haven't seen Todd in a while. He's not with you, is he?
No, I never know if I can handle anything. That's what makes my life so exciting.
This is Diane, by the way. Nguyen, obviously.
Yeah. Now, I've never seen it. I know of it. But for those that don't know, what's the premise?
So the premise is BoJack Horseman is the main character. He's a horse who used to be a Hollywood star, like the star of a sitcom called Horsing Around, which was really big in the 90s. And now he's fallen out of grace a little bit. He doesn't have a job anymore. This is when the series starts, of course.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a job. He drinks a little bit too much. He does some drugs as well. He's got, you know, he's got a little bit off the rails.
Right.
So it starts as his ventures of he's trying
this is
to
sort
find
of describing my life. Carry on.
He's taller than you.
Apart from the drugs. Well, actually, that's
not
true.
And he used to be a Hollywood star.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Well, I just went sort of off the rails, is what I meant. But I've got drugs, but it's Lemsip, just to be clear.
That doesn't really count as drugs, though. So the premise is that, he's trying to, you know, get his life back together, find some jobs, then be famous again. He really misses being famous. And when someone doesn't recognise him on the street, he gets a little bit mad. Like, hang on, don't they know who I am? It's just like, no, darling, they don't. So this fourth season... the series, it gets darker and darker as it goes. So this fourth season is really sometimes depressing. There's one episode, because BoJack struggles with depression and negative thoughts. There's one episode in which you see the whole action unfold, but you can hear his inner voice.
Right.
How he tells him that he's not worth it, that he's, you know, that he's a terrible person. So it's just like, it's... an animated series, but it's for adults. It's definitely not for children.
Okay, good, right.
And it gets dark and dark. And this last season, for me, it's the best of all of them, but also darkest of all of them. There are some episodes. His mum is one of the characters in this season, and his mum had a terrible upbringing. She's severely traumatized by the death of her brother, and you see how that impacts her life, her relationship with the son, and even BoJack's life.
Mm.
And there are also the characters. We've got to say is that in this world, animals are like people. So you've got Mr. Peanut Butter that you hear in the trailer. He's a dog that runs for governor of California.
Are there humans in this, or is it all animals?
So it's a mix, humans and animals. Fine. But all the animals are humanized. So, for instance, you don't...
Anthropomorphic.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. That's a tough word.
Well, you are Spanish.
Well, I am. They're anthropomorphic, and also not until this last series you see anyone eating meat or eating other animals. So it's a kind of...
Is it funny? Which is the point, presumably.
It's got funny moments.
Right.
So you've got characters like Todd that are funny. His voice by Aaron Paul, really well done. But it's mainly one of those TV shows that leave you wondering about your life and your existence.
Right. I might avoid it then, frankly. Because it sounds like I might just get a bit depressed. Or is it the opposite?
Not really.
Of that?
Not really, because you think, well, my life's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's a fictional cartoon. So you sort of go,
well,
I don't know.
The good thing about it is that TV, the episode was at 20 minutes long.
Okay, well, that's all right.
So it's something that you can easily watch. Like, I usually watch it, like, over dinner or even over breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm really hooked into it. And I start watching it, and not the first season, but once you get to second season, you just get really hooked.
Okay, so that's BoJack Horseman, which is on Netflix. Where now? So
we're going to Rick and Morty, Netflix as well.
Rick and Morty?
Yes.
This is another cartoon, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but also, again, for adults.
Right.
There's a part in here. Yeah. I think, do we have time to hear
it? I think we do. This is clip? Rick and Morty from Netflix.
Morty! Rick? Where are you?
On my workbench, Morty.
Are you invisible and you're gonna, like, fart on me?
Flip the pickle over. I turned myself into a pickle, Morty! I'm Pickle Rick! Getting darker.
We're being called to assemble by the Vindicators!
I refuse to answer a literal call to adventure, Morty. Let it go to voicemail. Steel Team Rick's in the house!
I'd call that progress.
She's huge!
And normal.
Everything okay here?
Mind your own business, Gene!
Okay. Sounds sort of similar.
It's not.
Okay.
This one actually makes you laugh.
Right.
And this is really absurd, because even though the you know, BoJack Horseman is sort of weirdly realistic, this one is not. So you've got Rick, who's an old man, scientist, smartest man in the universe.
In BoJack Horseman, doesn't one of the characters have a horse's head?
He is a horse, mate.
He has a horse's body as well.
But my point is that
horses... And that's the more realistic one.
Because horses exist, if you... Let me finish my point.
Horses do exist.
They
I wasn't
do.
Questioning that.
Have penthouses in LA, yeah. overlooking the Hollywood sign.
They might
got alcohol problems.
My point is that in Rick and Morty, there are aliens, really weird creatures, like multiple universes. So something that it's... You know, the fact that Rick, who's the old scientist, and Morty, who's grandchild,
right?
They go on adventures with their spaceship on multiple universes, and they kill aliens, and you know they play with loads of silly science
right.
gadgets that don't really exist. At first, this is like the third season. First season, quite light, lots of adventures. You laugh a lot because Morty. So thick, the poor thing, but also makes you laugh so much. But again, it gets darker and darker. And the difference with this one is that it's on Netflix, but there's an episode coming out every week, so you can't binge watch it all at once, which is really annoying me at the moment.
Is it? Are you up to date? Are you?
I am. Yeah. Yes and no. I'm up to date up to last week because the episodes come out in the UK at about 4 a.m. on Monday morning,
oh, okay.
So I haven't had time to watch today's episode. But yeah, I'm religiously up to date, and it's getting darker again as well, as you could hear in the trailer. But it's still Rick and Morty going on adventures, and again, 25.
So who's this aimed at? Is this aimed at sort of the same audience who would like what South Park or
yes.
Family Guy, that kind of
yes.
audience? Is it?
Yeah, but it's a little bit crazier.
Okay,
which is really good.
Just for time, we'll move on to the third and final. Televisual feast.
Very quickly, Big Little Lies on Sky Atlantic actually came out a few months ago, but the reason I'm mentioning it is because last night at the Emmys they got 8 awards.
They did, yeah. Now is this the one with Nicole Kidman in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically,
I haven't seen it, but
this is a drama, a 7-episode drama based on a novel by the same name called Little Big Lies, set in a seaside town in which loads of rich people live, and at the beginning of the series, someone's dead.
Yeah.
And you don't know who's dead. Actually, you don't find out until the last episode. But they tell you, yeah, someone's died at this event, this time, this place. And they show you, like, the 6, 7, 8 weeks leading up to that point.
I see. So it's,
and what it does is explores the relationships between the characters. You've got Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, another lady whose name I don't remember.
Okay. That's quite big names, though, isn't it, for a TV
yeah,
drama?
Yeah, you've got Laura Dern of Jurassic Park as well. You've got Alexander Skarsgård. And they're all sublime. They're really good. It's like 50 minutes to hour-long episodes. And they keep you on your toes all the time.
So what's it similar to? Again, that helps. Is it to other dramas? I mean, is it...
I would say... It's similar to maybe The Night Manager on BBC.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the sense that it keeps you guessing all the time. It keeps you wondering, is this character, are they good or bad? There are some of them that you can clearly see, like, you know, they're good or bad. But some of them, they're really confusing and there's lots of mystery. And again, it got me really hooked when it came out. And for me, it's like a 9 out of 10. And, you know, 8 Emmys last night, so...
Yeah, so they agree with you, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we should just mention that, of course, the Emmys last night. Handmaid's Tale did very well, didn't it?
Yes.
As well, Charlie Brooker got one for Black Mirror, I think two for Black Mirror, actually.
Yeah.
Who else? John Oliver got one for Last Week
last
Tonight.
Week tonight, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Crown as well.
The Crown, yes.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
What else? This Is Us. But yeah, mainly...
But The Handmaid's Tale was the big story, but Big Little Lies got... All right, look, we're out of time, Marta, but I think, you know, you managed to piece that together considering, you know, you had no time, or indeed, you know, just hadn't booked anyone. So,
I know.
You know,
won't happen again.
No, I bet it does. Right, so, Marta, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Looking at the television for you there, BoJack Horseman, Rick and Morty, and Big Little Lies are the recommendations for this week. More work experience punditry tomorrow.
Possibly.
I don't know.
In the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. And, of course, Wayne Rooney, as you know, has got 100 hours community service. He's got a ban for 2 years for drunk driving. So we'll be playing a game of banned or obscure liqueur in the next hour on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
At More Than, we've learned that understanding your pet is tricky. For example, actually means I've dug some holes in the lawn for you. You're welcome.
It's even harder to understand them when they're sick.
So More Than Pet Insurance comes with VetPhone, a 24/7 free-to-call health advice line. Plus, new customers get 25% off online now. We do more than.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Name something you'll find at home that has the greatest value.
Heirlooms, teddy, lucky underpants. Oh, love letters.
Sweet, but no. The answer is unlimited fibre broadband from Vodafone. No line rental fees, download and stream as much as you want for 18 months, a one-off £9.95 delivery fee, all for just £20 a month.
Oh.
The UK's lowest priced unlimited fibre broadband by Vodafone. Available until the 9th of October. Vodafone. Power to you. 18-month agreement subject to credit check and availability. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Tanya's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, cyclist jailed after crashing into and killing a mother of two. Plus, Rooney apologises after pleading guilty to drink driving. And Foo Fighters are to appear on Carpool Karaoke.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A cyclist who knocked down and killed a mother of two while riding an illegal bike in East London has been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution. Charlie Alliston, then 18, crashed into 44-year-old Kim Briggs as she crossed a road. He was travelling on a fixed-wheel bike with no front brakes. During sentencing, a judge said he was an accident waiting to happen. Mrs. Briggs' widower, Matthew, says politicians need to update the law.
The vast majority of people that I see riding these bikes are couriers, and I would now call on these companies to help me get these bikes off the road. They are illegal, and as we have seen with my wife's death, they are potentially lethal.
Wayne Rooney's apologised for what he's called an unforgivable lack of judgement after pleading guilty to drink driving. England's record goalscorer was nearly three times the legal limit when he was breathalysed in Cheshire after a night out earlier this month. He's been banned from driving and ordered to do 100 hours of unpaid work. Theresa May says her cabinet is united around the government's Brexit policy. It follows calls for Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson to resign after being accused of being a backseat driver of the UK's plans in a newspaper article. We're just hearing London Underground drivers are to stage a 24-hour strike on October the 5th in a row over working conditions. And Foo Fighters are going to appear on Carpool Karaoke. The band, who released new album Concrete and Gold last week, confirmed the news by retweeting a GIF from the Late Late Show's account. In it, singer Dave Grohl is seen sat in the front passenger seat next to host James Corden, while the rest of the band are in the back.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some sunshine still out there and some showers for England and Wales. It's drier elsewhere across the UK. And today's high, 16 Celsius.
Always end on a high, Tanya.
Always try to.
Now, in half an hour, Tanya will be back with the news, but also today's bonus news, which we know by now is vegetable news. Animal, vegetable, mineral, that covers everything off today. It's the turn of vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, rest assured, Talk Radio will be bringing you those scoops.
Yep.
Tanya's working very hard.
Very hard.
On the vegetable news wires that we have here.
It's my second favourite. At least it's not mineral news today.
That's right. Tanya, thanks so much. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, big debate is on the way next. Oh, sport first with Pete Abbott.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade goes. I'm Pete Abbott. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says the referee could have prevented David Luiz's red card against Arsenal by protecting him earlier in play. The defender was dismissed late on in yesterday's goalless Premier League draw. It's the third successive time that Chelsea have finished with 10 players when playing their London rivals. West Brom have given England international Jake Livermore an extended break because of mental fatigue. He was left out of Albion's squad for their Premier League draw with West Ham on Saturday. In golf, defending Tour Championship winner Rory McIlroy won't be at this weekend's season-ending tournament in Georgia. He had a faint chance of qualifying but didn't finish high enough at the final event at Lake Forest. British tennis number two Heather Watson has lost in the first round of the Seoul Open. She was beaten 3-6, 6-love, 1-6 by Sarah Cerebes-Tormo. And Lewis Hamilton admitted he was left in shock after defying the odds to win a chaotic Singapore Grand Prix. Hamilton was the beneficiary of an opening corner crash which took out his championship rival Sebastian Vettel, along with Kimi Raikkonen and Max Verstappen. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Pat Abbott, and also Tanya, of course. Big debate on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate's on the way now. So, Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, the footballer, who is known, of course, for playing away with elderly prostitutes, went younger and non-prostitute-y by driving a 29-year-old woman home in her car. Which all went a bit wrong when he failed a breath test and was charged with drink driving. So this morning he pled guilty in court and was given 100 hours of community service. Now, people often help out at old people's homes, don't they, for community service? I was just thinking about this. But if that happens, they might want to get someone to supervise him doing that. Maybe they should just play it safe and put Wayne Rooney to work in a food bank or something. Although I suppose there's a very real danger that someone could mistake him for a potato and eat him. 2-year ban after Rooney admits drink driving in court, said one headline earlier. And that's the least you can expect if you drink drive in court, isn't it? You have to be stupid to get drunk and drive a car right in front of the judge's bench in his own courtroom. So, frankly, I think he deserves everything he gets. And after being caught driving that girl home drunk, some people never learn. Now, on a telephone line is a caller to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Me? Or...
Yeah, you, if you like. Hello?
Me?
Yep. Hi.
Hello. Well, I'm for this particular subject.
That's absolutely fine. Wait a minute. If you would be so kind, just wait a minute, because what I'm getting at here is that I know you've called Talk Radio.
Because I did that on the phone. I typed the number in. I heard
it. Was it 03444991000 by any chance?
Well, yeah, that was it, actually. Okay. I found us on a special website.
All right. And it's Randy. Is it Randy?
It's Randy by name, Randy by nature.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, look, you've called in because I understand and let me get this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, you think there aren't enough handshakes in the world. I mean, I didn't even mention that in any of that, but that's the suggestion. You think, you've called in, you go, right, people shake hands all the time, but you'd like to see more of it. Is that right?
I would love to see more handshakes.
Constant.
I would assume the other caller that was, you probably would have called, would have been against it.
That's how radio works, as you know.
That's how radio works. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so and there's nothing wrong with a good groping of a willing person's hand, right? Now, you can tell a lot by the grip, the clamminess, and the nervousness of a person that you're exchanging handshakes with. Sorry, I don't know what I just said there.
Yeah.
And, I don't really know what the other person, if the other person was there, would have proposed.
Well,
should be French kiss?
I can bring in Matthew now. We had a bit of technical trouble with the line. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Listen, Randy's called in because he's very pro-handshake lobby. His suggestion is that there aren't enough handshakes. People shake hands when they greet, but essentially, why are we even letting go? Why not just keep that spirit there all the time, keep gripping people's hands, until eventually everyone in the whole world is just a fun, friendly crocodile?
I'll tell you why, because I've got a real problem with handshaking because I just don't think people are trustworthy. If someone wants to shake my hand, I just presume they're a pickpocket.
Right. Yeah, but surely their hand is otherwise engaged in your hand.
Yeah, but what's their other hand doing? You know what I mean? It's that thing that says, oh, look at this hand over here. And then before you know it, your wallet's gone. And your phone and your wife's wedding ring.
Right. Would you then not rather than call for fewer handshaking, why not call for double handshaking? And therefore, both hands are shaking and therefore... You wouldn't have.
That's what I would recommend in that scenario.
Yeah, in that scenario.
In the scenario that he's just said there.
Matthew, what's wrong with that scenario?
Well, then what's their mate doing? Like, if you're shaking with both hands, then the other friend is going to go around into your pocket from behind you, right?
So what?
I think.
Go on.
There's nothing you can possibly say with your hands that you can't say with your mouth.
Right.
Why can't we just speak to each other and say, hello, how are you? It's nice to meet you. Would you like to marry my daughter?
Well, what would you do with your hands while that was happening?
Hands in pockets.
Hands in
place. It might look like you're doing something else if your hand's in your pocket, say.
That's
someone to think that I was shaking a hand. And
yeah. Well, again, you've painted a different scenario, and let's gloss around and both under it and around and over it as well. If the hands were... I mean, is it the hand part? What if there were no hands? Right?
I think if there were no hands, that would be better. We'd be forced to speak to one another.
Right. So we just...
you could do a stump shake.
Yeah.
Not even that, because then, a stump can get into a pocket.
Yeah. Well, that is true. I'm just playing as I like to do, the devil's advocate here. What about, because it's all about greeting, isn't it? A handshake is all about greeting, it's about trust, it's about saying hello. You know, we've seen Donald Trump do some ridiculous ones since he came into office. You know, what if we took a leaf from the book of the animal kingdom? What if we sniffed each other's bottoms as a greeting, like a dog?
I'm in favour of that.
That's a good idea. You think that's a good idea, Matthew?
I think that's a good idea as well.
Right, so we're in agreement on that, at least.
Yeah.
But
my problems with the handshake and the greeting's not a problem. I mean, to be fair, I think you probably know more about... But then again, what are you going to steal from me when you're smelling my bum?
Well, you could easily reach into a pocket, couldn't you?
It's true. No, I'm not in favour of that, John. No, yeah. I've changed my mind.
I mean, let's the history of that, of course. In this country, in Britain, the traditional greeting when upon meeting someone was, of course, to sniff someone's bottom. It was only when Sir Francis Drake came back from the Caribbean with potatoes and tobacco and handshakes that it changed anyway. I mean, he would, he came in back into the room with Queen Victoria, didn't he? He sniffed her bottom, as is the right thing to do with a monarch, should you meet one. And then said, but Majesty, allow me to show you another way of greeting. Shook her hand. She quite liked it. She popularised it. That's why we have handshaking today. You can't really mess with the historical fact, Matthew, can you?
Well, no, but here's the thing. Could you ever imagine two larger thieves in all of history than Sir Francis Drake and Queen Victoria?
Right.
They stole things from entire nations.
Yeah.
But thieves and they shook hands. Sorry,
Randy, say that again.
Well, I was going to say, I've got factoids that date back way before Francis Drake.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go into the oldest tradition, the handshake is the oldest tradition, right? Now, I recently read online that two men were discovered frozen in time over in Pompeii.
Yes.
Right? They were discovered in the sauna room and were said to be giving each other a bloody good shake before the volcano blast.
Yeah, well...
That is proof,
yeah,
right there.
Well, yeah, the AD 79, of course, we can date that back to, and it probably... I mean, the question is, right, how many handshakes are enough, right? The government have said, and you've probably seen this figure anyway today, we've spent £350 million on shaking hands with our European counterparts. That's what MPs are saying. Boris Johnson's been talking about it. He says if we stop shaking hands with Europe, that'll these £350 million to give to the NHS, of course, to take it away from... This handshaking controversy, it's a high figure, Matthew, isn't it?
It's a very high figure.
Yeah.
I want that money back. You know what I mean? It's just like that money belongs to us. And once it's been handed around in Europe, what I would do with it? I'd arrange for a scheme where we could, you know, take off our hands and just, you know, have our stumps like nature intended.
Yeah. So if you put it into the NHS, we could have our hands amputated. And thereby, in your view, alleviating the problem. What about Eskimos? Because they rub noses, don't they? Would you be happy for someone to sniff your bottom or rub your nose? Which would you prefer?
I prefer to combine the two, if I'm going to be honest, because really...
I suppose
you're greeting from top to bottom, then, aren't you?
Yeah, and I suppose you are rubbing a nose against the bottom, aren't you? So...
Exactly, I mean, you can do a straight line. But I'm still concerned with whether or not it's going to put a finger in my pocket, you know?
Yeah. No, I can see, I mean, theft, I can see that you're concerned particularly about... Randy, the government have said at the moment, irrespective of this £350 million figure, 40,000 more handshakes by 2018. Is that enough, according to you?
I'd be happy with that. I mean, maybe a few more, but 40,500.
Right. But the problem of young people not getting on the handshake ladder... This would help alleviate that, presumably.
It would. I mean, more handshakes the merrier. And I think, you know, earlier on in school life, they should be taught how to handshake from maybe two or three and upwards.
What about if we just made it permanent, as some people are calling for today, with glue? And, you shake someone's hand, there's glue, you are then permanently stuck to them. I mean that's one answer, isn't it? You've had to keep handshakes there.
That was very intimate as well. I quite like that.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a very intimate person. Me, I just think, why can't you just sort of speak to someone?
Right.
I can just say, "Hello, mate. I like you as a friend, John. I like your radio show. I think you're a good DJ.
Thanks.
You know, we didn't have to shake hands for that, did we? All this gluing of hands to each other and stuff like that. I mean, if you do that, you're blind.
Was Paul Hollywood last week? Paul Hollywood, the Bake Off baker. Was he right to dress as a handshake, or was that offensive?
I think it was totally offensive. Of all the things to dress as, I mean, the number of people that were hurt by handshakers.
Yeah. All right, look, there are points of view on both sides. We're happy to take them this afternoon, Randy and Matthew there. Randy, can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Fist pump.
Thank you very much, Matthew?
No fist pumping for me, thanks.
Thanks very much indeed. So there you have it. That's what Matthew and Randy think. They've called Talk Radio to discuss very posing views there on whether or not we need handshaking anymore. Do we need it? I mean, it's 2017, it's post-Brexit Britain. We've got Winderleen now and electricity substations. Why do we need handshaking? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 15-litre tub of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Super Latex Emulsion for only £18.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Time to unleash your inner captain of industry and become a legend amongst your co-workers. Just imagine it. You'll be offered so many cups of tea, they might even give you a funny nickname. But how to up your game? Well, you could start with Premier Inn Business. Our tools make it easy to manage your bookings across our 750 hotels, saving your company time and money. And once that's sorted, you'll be well on your way to having all your jokes laughed at. Even the rubbish ones. Stop searching and start saving with Premier Inn Business.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success. So I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trader.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire, the M6 southbound lane is closed on the entry slip road. Heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle, that's at junction 18 for Middlewich. Elsewhere in Bristol, we do have one lane closed and slow traffic due to accident investigation work. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 15 and junction 14 for Thornbury. Travel time there is around 20 minutes. And in Hampshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident on the M27, that is westbound between junction 4 and junction 3 around Romsey. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to Talk Radio. On the way, a game of Band or Obscure Liqueur. Ask me why.
Why?
Because Wayne Rooney, the football man, has been, convicted of drunk driving, of course. He's got 100 hours of community service and a 2-year driving ban. So, we're playing a game of Band or Obscure Liqueur. That's right. That's happening. But speaking of drunk people... Let's meet some. This is what we do at the weekend. We go out and about shoving microphones into the faces of those who have imbibed of the demon drink to get their opinions on the week's news. Now, ordinarily, if you've heard one of these kind of features on the radio, it'll be people being stopped in the street. Well, they go about their business. By which I mean, like, shopping, not pooing. That'd be a bit weird interrupting someone for that in the street. But anyway, whole new feature in that. But that's not what it is. No, this is people, you know, Vox Pops they're called. But when they're drunk, we call them Alco Vox Pops. Pubs, clubs and bars, kicking out. And that's when we go and shove the microphones at them. Alco Vox Pops, then. This is what happened at the weekend. Excuse me, could I just ask you a couple of questions for the radio, please? The terror threat was increased to critical. What are you doing to help?
I'm staying at home and I'm staying safe.
I'm baking muffins.
Honestly, I don't think I can do anything to help it. But I try sometimes when I'm really scared. Try not to take the underground. But also, I'm not helping it, but I'm trying to save myself.
Going home and getting in bed, talking if anything weird happens.
Just carrying on with my life.
I also would report anything weird that happens, yeah.
I'm coming out to Soho and getting drunk just because I want to keep the same way as I usually do.
A man has found a winning lottery ticket in his wallet. What's in your wallet?
A train ticket, license and a bank card.
That same ticket, but a copy.
Lot of change. And no lottery tickets that are £1 million.
Nothing. I don't have a wallet.
I think I have about £5.
Okay, I have £20. I'm richer than him.
A chocolate bar.
This is the wine.
I'm not lying.
Kinder Bueno, sorry.
I've got a Kinder Bueno chocolate bar in my purse.
I left mine at home, but in it there are some delicious muffins, which I baked earlier this evening. They're blueberry flavoured, quite delicious. I put some vanilla in and demerara sugar, which really, when you cream the butter with the sugar, makes for a delicious combination. And I highly recommend putting in room temperature butter, because yes, it's good. No in my muffins, please. Just delicious ingredients, fresh. And I made them this morning in Newcastle, and I brought them to my dear friend, whose birthday it is this evening. So we had a good time.
Boris Johnson has repeated the lie that we send the EU £350 million per week, and we should spend it on the NHS. Can you repeat that in his voice?
We send EU free... Nah.
I'm not going to attempt it because I just don't sound like Boris Johnson.
I don't even know what he sounds like. So.
He's grey hair, that's it.
Maybe. What is it? Maybe he's worth it. No, maybe it's natural. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's.
Yes, 100%.
It's definitely Maybelline.
I need to stop lying.
I couldn't I studied European law for 3 years. I think it's. But I couldn't possibly repeat it in his voice. That would just be insulting.
We send the £350 million a week. Let's spend it on the NHS.
Boris Johnson's a.
We sent out the EU £350 million a week. Let us spend it on the NHS.
Why do you sound African?
We send the EU £350 a million.
What?
A week. Let us spend it on the NHS.
We send the EU £330 million a week. I mean, let's spend it on the NHS. Of course, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we can't really guarantee that, of course, but we're gonna try as much as we can.
Right.
Yeah,
I know you.
Yeah.
I believe in
you. Of course.
Drunk people. And their opinions on the week's news. Alco Vox Pops.
This was demerara sugar, isn't it? This is delicious muffins. This is blueberries and vanilla. This is delicious muffins and demerara sugar.
Alco Vox Pops on the radio then. Right, in the next half an hour cometh this. A game of a banned or obscure liqueur. Because Wayne Rooney has been convicted of drunk driving 3 times over the limit or thereabouts, community service, and a 2-year driving ban. Now, on Friday, if you were listening to the programme, you will have heard us covering the terror attack that happened on Friday morning at Parsons Green Tube Station, of course. Suspects are now being questioned, one arrested in Dover on Saturday, and much speculation. There's CCTV footage now being released as to the movements of one of the bombers, or the would-be bombers, given the failure of it. And one thing stood out, really, and that was Sadiq Khan, who spoke out on this, not on the show exclusively, but we played it out, certainly, on Friday. Sadiq Khan's talking about the nature of terrorism in general in the world today. But should we have a listen to what he said?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what Sadiq Khan had to say.
The phrase used by counter-terror experts a few weeks ago was, this is not a spike, this is a shift. And we've seen a shift across major cities in Europe, whether it's Barcelona, whether it's Brussels, whether it's Paris, whether it's Rotterdam, whether it's Stockholm.
Well, now... now, when he said that, Basically, Sadiq Khan appeared to be channeling the beautiful South, which, you know... Let's just hear Sadiq Khan. Just Sadiq Khan again there, if we can get that.
The phrase used by counter-terror experts a few weeks ago was, this is not a spike, this is a shift. And we've seen a shift across major cities in Europe, whether it's Barcelona, whether it's Brussels, whether it's Paris, whether it's Rotterdam, whether it's Stockholm.
Remind you of anything at all? This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, because Rotterdam is anywhere. Anywhere alone.
Sadiq, go and talk to the press and get some beautiful South lyrics in there. £5, but you can't do it.
Well, let's have a listen to, you know, to how he really should have done it. The whole place is pickled. The people are pickles for sure. And no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar.
Rotterdam, or anywhere, Barcelona, Paris, Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere
alone. I knew it reminded me of something when he did it, and now I've figured it out. That's what it was. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, as I say, there will be a game of banned or obscure liqueur. That's on the way. And Tanya will have bonus news for us today. It's vegetable news. But before that, the main headlines on Talk Radio at 3:31.
Talk Radio. Thanks very much. Good afternoon. A judge has condemned what she called the callous disregard for others shown by a cyclist who killed a pedestrian when riding with no front brakes. 20-year-old Charlie Alliston will spend 18 months in detention for crashing into Kim Briggs in East London in February last year. Her widower, Matthew, says politicians need to update the law on dangerous cycling. Mark Wyeth, QC, who defended Alliston, agrees.
This case exemplifies why that need for reform is pressing. I respectfully agree with and support Mr. Briggs in his dignified quest for that reform which he undertakes in the memory of his wife.
Wayne Rooney's been banned for driving for 2 years and told to do 100 hours of unpaid community work after admitting to drink driving. The Everton striker was stopped nearly three times the legal limit earlier this month. Ryanair's chief executive says the airline's in a mess over its plans to cancel up to 50 flights a day over the next 6 weeks to deal with staff shortages. The company's coming under pressure to publish a full list of the planned cancellations. Donald Trump says the United Nations hasn't reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. The US president has used his first address at the body's headquarters to call for its reform. Durham Council say they will investigate what caused part of a stands to collapse during England's one-off 2020 international with the West Indies on Saturday night. Three people were injured, including a woman who broke her leg when a section of the northeast terrace at Chancery Street gave way. And London Underground drivers are to stage a 24-hour strike in a
row over working conditions. Members of the ASLEF union will walk out on October the 5th, threatening huge disruption for passengers. The weather will still some sunshine and showers for England and Wales. It's drier elsewhere across the UK, and today's high 16 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because it is time for bonus news. Tanya knows full well that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, 2 minutes as opposed to three. The time must be made up. And so we bring you bonus news on a daily basis. Animal, vegetable or mineral. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yes. Now, I have stumbled across the Vegetable Orchestra from Vienna.
I like this so far. Vegetable Orchestra.
Yeah. Now, they're a 10-piece band. They've been going strong for almost 20 years, can you believe? They put out three records. Their latest in 2010.
Yes.
Called Onion Noise. And they make every instrument from vegetables, of course, from fresh produce sourced from local markets. Yeah. And then afterwards, they make soup for their audiences.
How has this not been in vegetable news before?
Well,
why didn't they call it White Onion Noise?
Yeah, nice. Like it. Don't know. You'll have to ask them. Now, apparently, a pumpkin works very well on its own as a bass drum. You can make all sorts of instruments like flutes, recorders, xylophones from carrots. Rub two leeks together.
Squeaky.
Yeah, exactly. And they work like a violin and a bow. And you get a sort of squeak that can be really, really loud. Very irritating. I've got a little clip and that's not in there.
Right.
That hurt my little ears. Well, let's have a little listen.
Right, Vegetable Orchestra.
Yeah, definitely watched that for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you buy that record? Would you buy that record?
That was rubbish, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, not my cup of tea.
No, it's probably a reason why people use violins and not two leeks rubbed together in professional orchestras.
I know. And they also use the red onion skins, nice and crispy, all sorts. A bit strange. But
so, who's that composer? Is it Stockhausen?
Yeah.
It sounded like Stockhausen to me, didn't it? That sort of random thing. I once went to speaking of going to performances like that, I always went to a Stockhausen performance.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, right? But utterly, I mean, it was on for 3.5 hours or something.
Wow.
But this was what they did. This was why it was incredible. So there's all this sort of stuff going on, and naked people having paint thrown at them, and that noise was incredible. The best bit was an orchestra in four different helicopters hovering above the venue that they went live to, and it was all mic'd up. And you got the rotors were part of the percussion, and the orchestra. There was a cello player in one helicopter. And they had like a quartet in four helicopters above the venue.
Very expensive.
It was very expensive and very mad. And it sounded ludicrous. But you know that's art.
Why? Tiny, yeah, that's it? Art.
There you go.
Yeah. Well. Right. I'm moving on to sexy veggies. Okay?
Righto.
About time.
That's what we've been waiting for. Yeah.
I think we're running out of music. More music, please.
I'll just...
As long as it doesn't include vegetables in it.
Vegetable news.
Right. There we go. So how do you get more people to eat their greens? It's not a joke, by the way. You give vegetables seductive names, apparently.
Right.
This is according to US researchers. A team at Stanford tried it out on students in the university cafeteria.
Like you, Dave.
And they found that veggie sales went up by a quarter, went up by 25% when they used seductive names on labels.
I'll just get on a card, don't I?
Things like sizzling beans.
Just sizzling beans?
And dynamite beets and twisted citrus glazed carrots apparently tempted diners to fill their plates.
I mean, it's not that sexy. If someone twisted my glazed carrots, I think I'd have something to say about it.
It's not actually that sexy, is it? But sexy. Sizzling beans.
Sizzling beans.
Yeah, would that make you...
Red hot chilli peppers, that's already a thing.
There you go.
Look how well they did that.
There you go. Apparently, healthy labels such as wholesome are a massive turn-off.
Right.
When people make a decision about dining, they're motivated by taste.
Like Tinder cabbage, or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But apparently, we all know...
Yeah.
That we need to eat more fruit and veg, but of course, you know, not everybody does. Five a day you're supposed to.
but yeah, make them a bit, make them sound a bit sexier. And well, apparently, you will be grabbing them off the shelves.
Sexier names than sizzling beans. I mean, yeah. Probably none of them are broadcastable. But
well,
you know,
no, no.
I can think of Cornelius. That isn't broadcastable. What you've written down, is it? No,
no, you can't say that, Con. No, you can't say that. You can't say that. Right, we're moving on to breastfeeding.
Right.
And well, it's still kind of in the sort of thread of trying to get people to eat more vegetables.
Right.
Well, apparently, if you're a lady and you breastfeed, yeah. You're more likely, if you're a child that's been breastfed, you're more likely to eat vegetables, apparently. And again, this is according to researchers in the United
what?
States.
It's not like vegetables come out.
Well, apparently, so women who eat them while breastfeeding apparently expose their babies to the flavour of vegetables through the milk. This research from the Monell Chemical Senses Centre in Philadelphia, rolls off the tongue nicely, claims that babies who are exposed to vegetables in this way are more likely to want to eat them when they're able to actually process solid foods. Scientists got 97 women to drink beetroot, celery or carrot juice, and then they tracked the eating habits of their children as they grew up.
Yeah.
I tried beetroot juice once. Yeah. Very acidic.
Horrible, isn't it?
I love beetroot, but not as a juice. Nah, not as a juice.
Vegetable news.
One more music, because yeah, I talk too much.
That's fine. That's...
There we go.
I was going to suggest, though, surely if it's all about getting the baby to enjoy the taste of a vegetable,
yeah.
Why not just rub a carrot on your nipple before you do the breastfeed or any other veg?
Right.
And that way the flavour would be up front, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
It would. That's interesting.
Just try to help.
Maybe that's definitely one to think about.
Yeah. And also that makes a carrot sexy, doesn't it, then? So that's
nipple carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Have a portion of nipple carrots, please.
Well, that is my vegetable news.
Some groin potatoes.
Just three stories. For you.
It was good.
It's
it was
great.
Tough finding
three
vegetable
stories
news.
Is the exactly average right. amount.
Yeah.
And look, text has come in here saying, can we keep Tanya, please?
Oh, that's
coming
nice.
From there.
Is that from
Victoria?
My mum?
Yeah, it is. it is. Good. Thank you, Tanya.
You're very welcome.
That was vegetable news. Tomorrow, now, fungus news. You see, we discovered...
Fungus news.
Yeah. Animal, vegetable and mineral. We thought that covered everything off. Turns out fungus... Is
Philip Schofield tweeted, didn't he?
Yeah, it's not animal, vegetable,
let's not
or mineral.
Forget why this exists.
Philip Schofield, what is that the reason?
Philip Schofield once tweeted, in the game of vegetable, animal or mineral, where does fungus come under?
Yeah. And we realised...
Oh no, where does... Was it? Yeah, where does fungus?
Fungus? And you're right, it's none of those things. So we realised we were missing one. So monthly now...
On the third Tuesday of every month.
For no real reason. Fungus news. And that's
fungus news.
That's going to be tomorrow. Are you in tomorrow, or is Victoria back tomorrow?
I'm on our sister station, Talk Sport.
Well, we'll make sure you do Fungus News.
They love it over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Thank you, Tanya. And in the next bit of the programme, then, Wayne Rooney, speaking of sport, you'll know by now, has been convicted of drunk driving, 2-year ban, 100 hours of community service. So we're going to play a game of banned, it's very tenuous, banned or obscure liqueur next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty, and you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have some very slow traffic in two lanes closed due to an accident. A lorry and a car involved on the M6 northbound at junction 18 for Middlewich. Elsewhere around Worcestershire, we have two lanes closed, heavy traffic due to tyre debris on the carriageway. It's on the M5 southbound between junction 5 and junction 6 around Worcester. And in Bristol, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to accident investigation work. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 15 and junction 14 for Thornbury, and travel time is around 20 minutes. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
A hunky musical treat on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross and Carol Malone. Think Boys Life, West Zone. No, I haven't got that wrong. We're joined by Brian McFadden from Westlife and Keith Duffy from Boys Zone. You lucky people, and Carol can't wait.
I'm flying without
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. A lot of people saying, what is next for Boris Johnson? That is in the news, of course. Boris Johnson wrote that 4,000-word essay for his homework over the weekend. How's he got the time to write that? I think how long it takes to write a 4,000-word dissertation.
It should take me about, two weeks at university to do 2,000 words.
Just knock that out. Anyway, so that's going on. Ryanair are cancelling up to 50 flights a day over the next 6 weeks. That's being controversial as well, because that's leaving many people stranded because they've sort of messed up their pilot holiday rotors or some such. So that's going on. Wayne Rooney's been convicted of drunk driving 3 times over the limit or near enough. He's got 100 hours of community service to do in 2 year driving. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it, John.
No, a lot of people can't, but it's all right. We're here to help. We take the news, we make it easy to understand, and we do that, of course, by subjecting it to Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
That's Watchdog tells off Bojo for telling lies. The Bo stands for bo.
Rose in Haikus. Right then, now, Wayne Rooney, as mentioned, 100 hours of community service. He's got a 2-year driving ban. He's got this community service. We are hoping it's not in an old people's home because he's going to need supervision if it is, you know, given...
prostitute thing.
Why don't we play a game of banned or obscure liqueur? And on the line to play is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. And where are you, Jeff, and what do you do there?
I'm in Basildon and I work for the council.
You work for the council?
Yeah.
How long have you been working for the council?
About 2 years.
Oh, I was right, you were going to say 20 years then.
No, not that long.
Working for the council, I've been 20 years, and he takes no lip off nobody, and litter off the gutter, and he puts it in a bag, and he never thinks to mutter. He packs his lunch in a sunblessed bag, the children call him Bogey. Never lets
yeah,
off.
Stop.
But never thinks to told me.
Stop.
Why?
Because we've got radio presents.
Oh, yeah. It was Dignity by Deacon Blue.
Oh. Another reason why you should stop.
All right. So, Jeff, what's your knowledge of music like, Jeff?
So-so. I was more going for the liqueurs, is more my expert.
Good. Well, you need one or the other. That's fine. 50-50, but they are. These are genuine liqueurs from around the world, but they always have obscure names. So you're just giving me band or liqueur. It is that simple. All right. Now, you're going to be playing against our paid intern, Cornelius, here.
Hello.
Hi, Cornelius. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Cornelius. Producer Dave.
Yes.
You're going to keep some score.
All right. Sure.
All right, then. It's Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney's game of... It's not his. It's
ours. He's not playing.
He's not
He's
playing.
Banned from playing for two years.
2 years. Banned or obscure liqueur. Here we go.
Wayne Rooney, banned
from driving or obscure liqueur. It all ties in, everyone. You know. It all ties in. Right then. Jeff versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Jeff first. Banned or liqueur? The evil monk. The evil monk.
Liqueur. Easy.
It is a liqueur. Yeah, straight away. Mastika. Mastika.
Mastika.
Mastika.
I've heard of a band called the Mathematics, which sounds like that, so I'm going to go banned.
Liqueur. Oh. Mastika. Jeff, Elastica.
Banned. I saw them last week.
There we go. Didn't even know it was still a thing.
Where did you live, 1994?
Bourbon Flame. Bourbon Flame. Bourbon Flame.
Liqueur.
Is a band from Germany. Oh. Here's yours, Jeff. Rumpel Mints.
It sounds like a liqueur, so I'm going to go banned.
It's a liqueur. You should have stuck with it. Should have stuck with it. Cornelius, banned or liqueur? Rumpel Three Skin.
I'm going to go liqueur.
Banned.
Oh.
You wouldn't want to lick your Rumpel Three Skin. Danzig. Danzig, Jeff. Danzig. Danzig.
Banned.
It's both, so I'm going to give you half a point for that. Half a point. Cornelius. Unicum. It's one for Dave, no, this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Dave, you know this one, don't you?
Go on. No, it's a Hungarian herbal bitter.
You get it wrong.
That's right.
There you go. Jeff, Destiny, with two E's. Destiny.
Liqueur.
Yes.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child, Cornelius.
Banned.
Yes,
finally
you got one. Bowls.
The band.
It is a liqueur. Bowls. Bols. another one for you, Dave. Ginger bowls, called in.
Banned.
No, a liqueur. It's a ginger flavoured liqueur. Yeah. Liqueur flambé. Liqueur flambé.
I'll go with the obvious liqueur.
It's a band. Liqueur. Oh. Liqueur bowls. Liqueur bowls.
Liqueur?
Yes!
Yes!
Kahlua. Kahlua, Jeff.
Liqueur?
Yeah. Kahlua shaker.
You mean cooler shaker?
Kahlua shaker.
Man.
Yeah. Jeffrey. Peanut Lolita.
Peanut. I'll go
banned.
Don't imagine a peanut liqueur.
It's a peanut liqueur. It is. Oh. It's a peanut liqueur, yeah. Whiskey headshot. Cornelius.
Banned.
Banned, yeah, from Liverpool.
Okay. Yeah.
Creme de menthe. Easy, come on. Creme de menthe.
Oh, that's a liqueur, isn't
it? Yeah. Creme de cassis. Creme de cassis. Smells vague. Creme de cassis.
Liqueur?
Yes. Blackcurrant, in fact.
Yeah.
Godlian creme.
Banned.
Yeah. Creme. Cream. Cream.
Cream. Banned.
Yeah. O'Leary's Irish Cream. It's Dermot. Oh.
It's liqueur.
Yes, it is. Very good. And finally, banned or liqueur, Cornelius? Schlong.
Liqueur.
Yes, it is. Liqueur what?
Liqueur schlong.
Right. It is... Hey, liqueur. Right, producer Dave has got the score. I think you've been working it out.
I have.
Producer Dave has been working out the score. He's got the score.
Star. Cornelius scored 6.
Yeah. Really?
But Jeff scored 7.5.
Which made Jeff the winner? Well done, Jeff. Good work. A Wayne Rooney themed game there of banned, because he's been banned from driving, or obscure liqueur, it was drunk driving. Right, Sam Delaney is with you very shortly indeed. Just before that, though, our texting today was all about footballers and the booze. Cornelius, remind us of some of the ones that we had earlier.
We've had David Bexham.
Yes.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah.
Didier Vodka.
Good, that was my favourite.
Teddy Sheringham.
Oh, no, that was the best one.
Grenadine Zidane.
That was good, although it's not alcohol, but I will allow it.
Used in cocktails.
Yeah.
We didn't read out Ryan Swiggs.
Ryan Swiggs. I mean,
that's what you do with alcohol.
Okay, fine. Yeah, sip it, kids. Drink responsibly.
Right.
Jameson's Red Nap we had as well earlier, didn't we? George Best Bitter.
Mm. This one is from Sean.
Yeah.
I think we're not going to beat this one. Rosé Pourinho.
Moment of silence for that, actually. Rosé Pourinho. Do you know what? That's just about it from us for today. Sam Delaney will be with you next on the radio. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4 o'clock. Tomorrow on the programme, very much if we get this right, sorry, I thought that was Sam, but it isn't. Jarrett from Bowling for Soup. Jarrett Reddick from Bowling for Soup. They are playing. Jarrett's playing at some dates around Britain at the moment. He's going to be joining us on the phone to talk about other things on the show tomorrow. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
We'll be talking to a Kickstarter.
That's right, we will. If you've got an idea, a hope and a dream that you'd like some help with by talking about it on the radio, you can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All that from more from tomorrow at 1. Sam Delaney's with you next, though, and he's here now to tell us what he's got on his show. Hello, Sam.
Police pedo vigilantes.
Good.
and also someone who was
I think I should explain that, to be honest,
I would rather just discuss this with my listeners rather than you three. Just know that police pedo vigilantes will be coming up at the top of the show. It's not a band. Yep. It's a thing. And also, a real man who's been in prison in Ecuador for 10 years for drug smuggling comes and tells us about his 10 years of hell in an Ecuadorian prison. He'll be here in studio. I love stories about hell in a foreign prison.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Midnight Express. That's
this is going to be smashing around about 5:30-ish. So stay tuned for that and more.
All right, Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow from 1. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.